participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is not Howard Dean. But he was, or maybe it is. He is, some might be confused about that. He is screaming crazy things always.
True story. Nazi with one true enemy, himself. Faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Not Howard Dean, but
often confused.
Often, yeah. Good afternoon, Mr.
Twin sons of different mothers.
I can't tell them apart.
I want to be a front runner.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cheerleader and all the ships at sea. Time to get beatified. Time for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show and a new episode on this Wednesday. What did you say, Wednesday?
I was looking at a picture of Howard Dean. My thoughts were elsewhere.
01-2104.
Wednesday!
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
I apologize for totally screwing up the opening.
You got to do your Wednesday
thing. I was looking at this picture on the cover of USA Today. You were talking about it, and then I was looking at the picture of Howard Dean, and then I was playing back that concession speech, or whatever the hell it was the other night when he...
Wyoming! Oregon! Arkansas!
And then he screams at the end.
Yeah, weird. He does. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike Show.
Welcome.
Phone number 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America where you can hear us. We are nationally syndicated, although it's done in a regional coast-to-coast style.
Absolutely.
Also, in other words, there are pockets... In this country where you can hear the show.
And there are pockets of resistance.
Yes.
But to the show.
Generally speaking, the resistance is winning. But we continue to come in and fight every day. And,
we do.
And technically you can hear it from coast to coast, from California to, how far on the East Coast do we go? Oh, all the way up by...
Portland, Maine, Don.
By Maine, yes. So coast to coast. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Call 202-432-1067. But only call if you've got something exotic, something entertaining.
Relevant.
Something thought-provoking. Otherwise, please wait until the phone scan.
Mm-hmm.
That's your time to call when it's a free swim.
I agree.
It's a backward skate. Everybody in.
Yeah, and sometimes the water feels a little warmer than it should, if you know what I mean.
Now, you can call the show at any time. It's just you got to fit in to whatever we're talking about at that present time. So good luck with that. And, boy, so much that I want to talk about. I'm gonna stifle my first thought because it will totally derail me.
Okay.
If I tell you about my morning with my wife and what three little letters did to my morning.
Those letters
are BFD.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even say the words.
They don't like that.
I just said BFD, but I'll save that for you.
Save it.
State of the Union thoughts. Got that? Save that for you, Roger Ebert and his stroke.
We're very excited. I give the State of the Onion two thumbs.
We'll give that some time on the show today. But even before we talk about the Super Bowl contest and the decision that we've decided to make with the ultimatum that's been given to us, I'm afraid that I'm petty enough that I have to do this. I have to mention Bob Levy's column. Bob Levy, who is an arch enemy of the Don and Mike Show,
hates us.
Yeah. Enemy of me, even BM, you know.
Really?
But yes, but still, I think right now, pretty much you could say to him, which do you hate more, Don, Mike? He'd say...
Probably be equal, because even though you've probably not liked the guy a lot longer than I have, I really don't like him.
Yeah. But he's written bad things about you as well.
He's written terrible things about me, but I mean, I didn't like him before he started writing bad things about us.
So he's a columnist for the Washington Post, and basically he's a very poor man, Dave Barry.
He'll make a whole column out of telling somebody not to eat on the subway that hump.
And he's, he's certainly no Tony Kornheiser or anybody else that you read for humor.
Right.
And what happened is the Washington Post said, listen, dude, you're old. Get out. We need some fresh blood. So he's writing his three farewell columns on this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Like the countdown to Friends.
And there's something here that cracked me up. Beyond the stuff that we've heard many times in this column from Bob Levy about how retirement wasn't in his dictionary, but the company put it there with an early retirement buyout offer that got his attention and his signature best, all that.
You put that in again?
Yeah. The one thing that we've always had issue with this guy is if you're so friggin' important, telling people to make sure that you don't litter, you don't eat a French fry on the subway, or that you know yellow means caution, don't speed through a yellow light.
He hates jaywalkers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, with a passion. We've always pointed out, dude. Here on the comics page.
Yeah.
So listen, look at your placement in the newspaper.
Not a real
and
column.
If you hear him, and he does radio too. He's done radio in the past, unsuccessful.
But that's good.
He's had unsuccessful radio forays at several of the stations around Washington. And he's got a way of talking that's talking down to people the time. Yeah. Sanctimonious bastard.
Yeah, there's also something here that's unrelated to what I'm going to bring up, that he writes when he's writing about himself, of course. From the very first, I've insisted on answering my own phone and corresponding to every letter and email message.
Wow!
Now, I would beg to differ because I know that we called him and we've tried to contact him, and for God's sakes, I donated $1,000 to his
send a kid to camp.
Send a trainable to camp.
Right.
I sent him $1,000 for that.
You told him to put up. You wanted him to match the money.
Yeah, and didn't hear anything from him, but he's finally admitting it in his final three columns, exactly where he is in the pecking order. Because once you get past the stuff with, you know, he would never retire, and it was an incredible buyout offer, and incidentally, he's 58, and the guy that's replacing him is 41.
Is that what he says?
Well, yeah, they're in there, not together, but...
See, 58 ain't that old in the newspaper business. I got news for you, Bob. It's not that old. As a matter of fact, there are guys that do it until they're 75, 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fact is, I think it's a talent issue!
However... He does finally address something, as he always probably has. The shape of the future here on comics page 1 is very solid and wonderful indeed. Bob, it's not comics page 1. It's style section page 13.
That's right. There you go, the back of the style section.
Bob, you're two pages away from Kids Post,
yes,
which is the back page of the style section of the newspaper, right, where they write news for little kids.
Right.
Bob, your neighbors on, as you put it, and thank God you finally have come and realized that you're on the comics page, but I guess if you're on the comics page, why not make it sound great and call it comics page 1?
It does sound good.
Can you imagine how dear Abby feels? She's on comics page 2.
Exactly.
Right.
Also known as entire newspaper, third section, 14th page.
Bingo.
And imagine about today's horoscope.
Bob Levy.
Well, today's horoscope is 2 pages back from that.
Yeah.
But Bob refers to it as the future here on comics page 1.
It's like there are 20 pages of comics.
There's 3. And I know that his neighbors will miss him and his column.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy. Yeah. Classic Peanuts. Garfield. Mark Trail. Dennis the Menace. The Family Circus. And Boondocks.
Yeah, what a shame.
And Bob, no matter what you think you might call the comics page 1, I want to tell you, as I look at this, I have to say that comics page 3... also known as style section page 15,
right,
has some pretty strong company there. You've got Blondie.
Yeah.
You've got BC. You've got Broomhilda.
Right.
Beetle Bailey. The Amazing Spider-Man. And Hagar the Horrible.
That's a strong comics page right there.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a big comic reader, but that's a strong page. I've heard of all those.
You know, in my mind, you could take 3 and 1, and they're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quality of the comics on page on page C15
sure
is equal to the comics on page C13.
But I'll tell you, he has provided a service. And we say a lot of bad things about Bob Levy, but I'm going to say this now, and I just want to be fair to him. And I want to say
on comics
this.
Page 1?
On comics page 1. Bob Levy has provided a vital service to all of the cartoonists that syndicate across this great land of ours. He has actually made even a mediocre comic look funny next to his column.
And you need look no further than something called On the Fast Track. Just, you know, if you get a chance, go to the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of the funnier cartoon strips.
No.
For whatever reason, it gets good placement. It's like one of those shows on
NBC. You put it next to Levy, though, and I'm laughing.
It's like one of those shows the Thursday night at 8:30.
Exactly.
You know, put anything on after Friends.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? You put anything on after Friends, it gets big ratings.
Sure.
So anyway, Bob Levy, and he writes in this column, of course, about... you know, this send a trainable to camp,
right.
and the hospital thing. You know, his pet causes.
Yes, of course.
His pet causes.
Being the great philanthropist that he's not.
And he refers to himself third person. I don't know how, at least five times in this article. But he alludes to the fact that in the coming days, the next 2 days, there will be more.
Mm,
and
good.
I say to you now, Bob, from a guy who's working at radio station. I think our station's rating overall last time was 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So from radio station 14 to comics page 1.
Right.
But really, let's be honest, because that's like me saying from one of the highest rated radio stations in Washington, D.C., the station had a bad book. We had a bad book last time. You know, we're not even, we're in the top 10. Our show is, but our station isn't. Bob, let's both just be honest about this. Okay? We work at radio station 14. You're in the comics page.
Right.
Bob, here's what I'm looking for tomorrow. Why don't you just put it in print once and for all?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put it in print that you hate us? Why don't you do it?
Yeah, come clean.
Be a man. We've spent endless hours discussing you and your many flaws.
We talk about it nakedly. We say how we feel about you.
I know you got a lot of friends that will stand up for you on CPO. On comics page 1.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Lucy and Linus will be right there for you. But I want to tell you, we've talked to Sally. We've talked to the Boondocks family. We've talked to Dennis. We've talked to Mr. Wilson.
Right.
They all agree. You suck.
You do, Bob.
And you're bringing down comics page 1.
Absolutely. Not for much longer.
Meanwhile,
Bob, you know you hate us. You know you hate what we're all about. We know you hate the fact that you'd be out there with your little trowel weeding your garden, and we'd be walking out on our deck to pee.
Never mind. Never mind, Bob, that on comics page 3, as you would call it, known to the rest of us as style section, page 15, which if you really thought about it, the third section of the newspaper has got to be like page 70, really, in the newspaper.
Well, see, I think we're tipping our hand here. We're letting him know what we felt all along. Bob, it is a joy to be hated by you. It is a joy to be disliked by a guy like you. It truly, truly is, Bob, because you are, and I think it's the greatest term, and it was, I think my father coined the term about somebody, you are a sanctimonious bastard. You are holier than thou, Bob, and I don't like people like you.
And Bob, we're dicks, and you can print that in the news, but you won't.
No.
You were jerks or whatever you want to call us, but at least we know it. At least we're addressing it.
We don't fall into that little category of people that I don't like, Bob, and they're people that think that they are better than other people.
Mm-hmm. That's you. Bob, I'll tell you this, though. Some of your neighbors on CP3, comics page 3, or style section page 15, I talked to both Dagwood and Blondie.
Yeah,
I talked to BC. I talked to the Wizard of Iz. And I talked to Hagar the Horrible, and I spoke to both the Amazing Spider-Man and to Peter Parker,
mm-hmm.
and they all said that they are so much happier with the horoscope on their page that in their minds, really, page C15 is CPO. That's comics page 1.
You know, I do miss the old days when we used to be dumb enough to occasionally go to a function. You know, we get a chance to bump into somebody like Bob Levy. I miss those days. You know, when we became... when we became hermits about, 9-10 years ago, we gave that up. But we always used to go to some of these things where we'd bump into people that, were the movers and shakers around Washington. People that we'd said flattering things about.
Hello! Sure.
And we would always be like, we would behave, seriously, like a couple of schoolgirls.
It was funny.
We were like Catholic schoolgirls with skirts on.
It was funny because
it was hysterical.
They hated us. They hated the fact that we were here. Anyway, Bob, listen. We don't need the publicity. Well, maybe we do, because we're on the 14th rated radio station. But let's face it, if we were really looking for publicity, we'd be looking for some little higher up the food chain than comics page 1.
Absolutely.
So, Bob, it ain't about the publicity. It's about being honest. Bob, I've got my faults. I think I got a lot of good points that you know nothing about. But basically, your impression to me probably is that I'm a dick. That's okay with me, Bob, because I am a dick. But I'll tell you something, Bob. You're a worthless dick. You've always been a worthless dick. Your name should be Mr. Viagra, because that's what you're going to need, Bob. That's what you need in these columns. And you are a resident of Comics Page 1! You joke! You friggin' joke! You know what you are? You're old. You're antiquated. You're being kicked on your ass.
But let's not mistake this, okay? I don't think he's being kicked out because of his age. Mm-hmm. He's being kicked out because they want something entertaining in there.
Right.
I look forward to the new guy that's going to come in there.
Yeah. So, Bob, on Comics Page 1, which will always be funny, Bob, we won't be ignored. All right, that's it. Comics Page 1, always funny.
Right.
Now, something else always funny. You got that Super Bowl commercial? Oh, there it is. Told you yesterday, ran into a slight problem with the NFL about...
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster.
It's a good commercial.
It's only on the Don and Mike Show.
That's a real...
The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good commercial for a good prize, a trip to the Super Bowl that we had originally planned to have what we thought was a very... innocent comedy, at least that word loosely, premise, that we were going to have girls come down and perform, but not like when we've had our freak shows. Girls with real talent.
Real talent.
I mean, who doesn't like watching American Idol? And you sit through all the bad ones, but there is something about hearing somebody who has a decent voice. Mm-hmm. And that really was not what this is all about, but I'm just throwing it in. We were going to do a contest, a talent show for girls where they could do anything. They could... perform, they could read Shakespeare. We had a girl who wanted to play the accordion, had a girl that wanted to sing.
And it was all, the only stipulation was that they had to perform nude. We were calling it the All Nude Real Talent Show.
We have a girl that wanted to do a tap dance, another girl that wanted to karaoke.
Perfect. I think if there's, down the road, a decent prize, we should resurrect this.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, the thought that they'd be doing this and having to perform seriously, and we had a couple of girls who said, "Now, are we going to bust in and start goofing on them?" No, if you come in if to do the naked talent show, whatever it is, you want to sing a serious song, sing it. But the funny part is, you're naked.
Yeah. You're naked,
and we're looking at you while you're naked.
Yeah, the comments would be, "That's a wonderful song. I thought you were fantastic, but you were naked."
Anyway, it was innocent, right? Yeah. So. We finally tracked down who exactly has their panties in a wad about this.
Good.
And we really can't. But we believe it has something to do with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That the last email that I saw from super producer Charlie Broyhill, he received one from a guy whose name we mentioned yesterday on the show, said the NFL, let me get the exact quote. Oops, hold on, I called the wrong number. From Charlie on the email, before I tell you the new direction we're going to go in this contest.
Yeah, because we want to clean it up.
Hmm. We decided that we're not going to just do it as a boring contest. Hey, Charlie?
Yes.
Hi there, super producer Charlie Broyhill. Could you read me that email, the last one that you had, about the contest non-nudity?
If I still kept them.
Yeah. Do you think you still have it?
Yeah, here's one of them.
Okay.
Which particular point?
About
the NFL.
The last one that you received that we read up in your office. At that point, it was on the top of the screen?
Right.
Is that the newest one?
Yes, it is.
All right, go with that one.
Please go with the generic non-nude giveaway. Again, I apologize that we were not able to run this promotion in the way that you would have liked. Please let me know if you have any questions. That's the only one I've got.
Now, wasn't there another one that said it's the NFL?
That might have been from yesterday.
That the NFL doesn't want to be associated with nudity, is that it?
The one today was sent from who? Somebody in Infinity, our company, CBS?
It was, a who?
That's right, a who, whatever.
John a who.
John a boo. So, and no H in there, so be very careful. Any of you guys get just J-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, in essence, he sent us an email saying, you can't do it because it involves nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess somebody has it in their mind, the thought that the Super Bowl is something that should not be anywhere near anything as controversial as as naked women singing on the radio.
On the radio. And I think you understand that, and that's why you've modified the content.
I do. Good. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
All right.
So now I'm going to tell you that this is what we're going to do. Because we know that the NFL doesn't want a contest for the Super Bowl that involves nudity.
No, and we can blame them. We want to, you know, we want to present it with something cleaner.
I thought about it.
I thought, oh, what have we done before? What haven't we done before? What is this? You know,
they don't like nudity. How about incest?
Oh, God. Perfect.
And now there's some there's some types of incest that while perhaps while sharing a Beck's beer with Rob, I'd laugh at.
Uh-huh.
There's some types of incest that even I don't feel are set for a family radio show.
So you're saying that there is a certain type of incest that would be contest worth?
There's one type that we're looking for, Mike.
Sure.
Because we know the NFL won't have a problem with this, because there's no nudity involved.
No nudity involved. So
at least not... Not while they're telling us about it. We're looking for the unusual combination of brothers and sisters who have joined together in intercourse.
Wow.
Now, ideally...
That won't give them any problem at all.
Ideally, this couple, this brother and sister that have shared this unspeakable tree...
Or sister.
Yeah, what did I say?
Or sisters? Yeah, well, you said brother or sister, but it could be sisters.
No.
No brothers? Okay.
Sure. No, because then it gets to be lesbo stuff.
Okay. Well.
No, I like brother on sister action.
Okay, all right.
Come on, remember, Mike.
Yeah.
Remember, incest.
Well, incest can be lesbian and homosexual.
No,
you don't want the idea of sisters. No. You know, that perhaps, I think maybe we've seen that on the Playboy Channel.
The thought of a...
It's more taboo is what you're looking for.
Yeah, the thought that a young boy... And I'm thinking in particular about a show that I've only seen a couple of times, but I know it's on the WB, a show called Seventh Heaven. It's the modern, it's like the closest thing to the Brady Bunch now. These people are just so freaking squeaky clean. And you know that like on the Brady Bunch that Greg and Marcia in real life, they did it. Ideally it would be a brother and sister combination like that who are actually out there, who now are adults, perhaps continuing the relationship.
So it's out with the nudity and in with one of society's greatest taboos.
Incest! Incest, Mike, NFL style. An all-out blitz on your sister. Fourth and long on your brother.
Brother-sister incest.
We're going for it. Touchdown!
Wow.
So it's incest. So how do we find the incestuous couple?
Yeah.
Because you got to know that the NFL wants to get something out of this. They don't just want us to give away a trip to the Super Bowl. They want something that's going to last in people's memories.
Right.
Well, that, of course, has to be with the telling of the stories. And this is a nationwide contest. So here's what we're asking. And please, only serious inquiries.
Yes,
if you have had...
Only serious inquiries.
If you have had sex with your sister or brother, being if you're a man, you'd have to have had sex with your sister, and vice versa, and you're okay and you're talking about it, well, we want to know how it happened.
And would it be that the brother and the sister have to be okay about talking about it, right?
Well, or with no names.
We'll protect it.
We can use the names. Ideally, what we'd like is we get these stories, and then we the brother and the sister live in the same city, so the airfare works out, and we send the sister and the brother to the Super Bowl where they can have sex.
Oh, my God.
Where they can...
I think that's much better than the nude talent show.
They could be in the same hotel room while they're watching the NFL channel, while they're watching NFL Playbook, while they're doing it. Brother and sister.
Oh, my God.
Oh, forbidden.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might wonder when the censors get involved with the Don and Mike show. This is kind of what the payback is.
We only have so many areas that we can fire back in. And this is one.
I think we thought we'd come up with this one.
Because this whole contest, the original contest, was harmless. It was a talent show, a naked talent show.
But it had nudity.
No, you can't do that.
What's the Bonnie Raitt song? Let's give them something to talk about.
Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like the serious stories. You may be graphic because you're going to be writing to us.
Ah.
We'll accept your incestuous stories. And keep in mind that we're going to be calling people who have sent us great NFL incestuous stories. You can either fax it to us or email it to us. All we ask is that it's true. And if by chance you're still having sex with your brother or sister,
oh my,
and we can verify that,
how do you do that?
You're an instant incest winner.
Wow.
That's a good thing about this contest, is that there are going to be things that happen just over the next day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll find out these details. Like, how, you know, lots of questions. How do we know that yeah. that they're still seeing each other?
Sure.
We well,
so they don't have to be still seeing each other.
Yeah, right? But, oh, what an added bonus if they were.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Are we on anywhere in West Virginia? I'm sorry, that's a bad show.
So here's what you want to do. You want to either email it to us at donandmikeshow@wjfk.com. Very easy to remember, especially if you remember that we're looking for only men who have had sex with their sisters and only women who have had sex with their brothers. Don and Mike at WJFK.com, or you can simply use the old-fashioned fax machine at 800-636-6410.
We will be waiting for the entries to pour in.
As soon as they do, we'll share them with you. Think about that, a brother and a sister.
Wow.
Yeah, doing it while they're watching the playoffs. Oh, yeah.
Well, the point is sound of the game, though, right?
That's right.
We didn't, they vetoed our new talent show. So we thought we'd clean it up.
Brothers, sisters, fornicating! As you bask in the glow of the red, white, and blue neon NFL logo. That's right, do it for Tom Brady. And Rob, no. Oral don't count. Eating ain't cheating.
Wow.
We're talking, as they say on the football shows, penetration.
Wow.
Oral doesn't count. Handies don't count. Third base doesn't count.
Wow.
Straight on, man on woman, sister on brother.
The taboo contest.
The incest contest. The NFL incest contest.
Thank God the nudity.
So the
yeah, really, we cleaned it up, Buzz. Yeah.
The email is donandmikeshow@wjfk.com or fax us at 800-636-6410. Now, kids,
serious inquiries only.
I will tell you that we have got a quick turnaround on this because we're giving away. It says right here, must be given away on Thursday, January 22. That means we have to give this trip away tomorrow.
Right.
That means if you bang your brother or your sister. And thank goodness that that's okay. That you know what? We just won't tell the NFL that when you had incestual sex, mm-hmm. that you were naked.
Right.
You know, we'll tell them.
Yeah, maybe you were clothed in some way.
Maybe you just unzipped your fly.
They don't want to be associated with nudity.
And maybe you just lifted your dress.
Exactly.
But either way, get us those letters right now. We'll start reading them. I imagine we'll get some that are BS and some that are real.
Yes.
And then once we get to the ones that are real, we'll have our finalists. And anyway. Some incestuous brother and sister will be going to the Super Bowl courtesy of AOL, and I would like
I'm sure they're very happy now.
I would like to point out, for the record, that there is no nudity that's going to be involved in this contest.
No, it's just sharing tales,
and
let
me say, if, I don't know if he has a sister, but if Paul Tagliabue's sister happens to be listening to the show, I know they live in the Washington area.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. He ever put the moves on you?
If it happened,
give us a call.
No.
Give us a call. So that's...
There you go. I think they're going to be very... You know, I'm glad that you didn't just make a simple, boring contest, that you decided to go something quite the opposite.
Yeah, no, it's... come on, listen, why gyp you guys out of a trip to the
right.
Super Bowl and
exactly.
a good contest?
Why gyp you perverse out of a trip to the Super Bowl?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hi, Jessica. Hi.
Hi. Does it count if your brother was getting his jerk on while he thought you were sleeping in the room?
No, honey, no. Again,
no.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're starting to stir them up, though.
Sorry, but thank you, though.
Interesting story, nevertheless.
Yes,
fascinating.
But, goodbye, but no
right.
No petting.
We've got somebody excited.
No oral. Kissing is fine as long as kissing leads to intercourse.
Uh-huh.
But that's what we're finally looking for,
right,
is, you know, the demon seed. And anyway, it's Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com. And the fax number is 800-636-6410.
Serious inquiries.
And Robbie, if you could find it, when the entries start coming in, we start reading them. I'd like to get some of that NFL Films music.
Very good.
Some of that.
I'm sure the NFL is very happy they got involved in our first contest.
Yeah.
They've got to be relieved the nudity's gone.
Yeah, something like this.
Right, you know, exactly.
It was a cold night.
A frozen lawn.
Oh, here's another good one.
On a cold day in November,
Johnny said to Billy, "Hey, look, my genitals are different than yours."
Suddenly, things took over, and they became one.
Dear Penthouse. Well, you get the idea. You got, right, you got to do the legwork on this now. And again, serious inquiries only for our NFL incest contest. Brothers and sisters, because there's, remember, let's say that again now. There is no nudity involved in this contest,
right,
because you know what we are, Mike? We are company guys.
We are company guys, and this isn't going to cause any problems.
I could only feel better about myself if our show was on Comics Page One.
There you go.
CPO.
Thank you, Bob.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
I got a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many times? How many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait. Let me. Oh, wow.
If you don't turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your?
I just want to talk about the position in the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the. He's above the National Security Advisor, so he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Michael Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
The Don and Mike Show. They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
Hi.
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 Me either. Another day, another adventure.
You know, I don't know what to do right now. Right now, I am really at the crossroads.
Wow.
This is the moment. Of course, Alan, the general manager, doesn't want the contest.
Right, of course.
Because they're a big client. You know, and never mind that nobody ever asked us from day one with this contest, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It was just go ahead, do your magic. You know what they want? They want nice, crazy, funny magic. You know, everybody wants outrageous. We came up with a nice, safe idea that you turned down.
Mm-hmm.
So then Alan comes in.
We wanted to stir the pot, and we did.
And now there's some internal discussion in here as to what we should do next.
Mm-hmm. So we're sort of thinking on the fly. We happen to be on the air, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I just said to Mike, I'm just going to say what I said to you off the air. Okay. I mean, if that's all right. That I think we should, even if Alan takes away the Super Bowl contest, once again, we're just bending over when we know that there are plenty more awful things that go on in this company with radio shows. And I'm not going to get back in that whole thing about how come so-and-so gets to do what and we don't get to do what.
Right.
You know, I picked incest for a reason. We normally wouldn't do anything on this show that has to do with incest.
No. Exactly.
It was to make a statement to them and, saying, you know, listen, you're gonna screw with our contest one day before the contest when we've given you all the advertising. Okay, how do you like incest? So now they take away the Super Bowl trip. Or at least that's what Alan is threatening to do, to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said to Mike, well, screw it. We'll still do the incest contest. We'll just give away $100. And then Mike said, I have alimony payments to make. And I understand where you're coming from.
Well, and it's also my own thing. I know why you did it. And when you were talking to me about it before, you did it to make the statement. It was our way. I mean, that's exactly what it was.
And I know that you're uncomfortable with stuff.
With incest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm crazy that way. but you know what? I really think we did it to make the statement. I agree with you as far as the situation we're in. When they start dictating
which
content,
is exactly what,
and what you did was to say, oh, you don't want us to do this nice innocent thing. You come in with this thing that would, you know, that reminds me of other things. And it's like, I don't know, what's, is it, a, you know, you said it's that you're at a crossroads.
My thought is that we still do the contest, the incest contest, that we still do it.
It's kind of like a pissing contest is what it is, what it's turning into. It's
kind of like a pissing contest. Otherwise, like, we have countless times together. How many?
Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with the idea of that content.
How many times do we have to turn around and say, okay, you guys are right. We'll do it your way.
Well, see, this is not a case like that. That they are not right for dictating content. And we had a contest that would have been funny, mm-hmm. that would have been, you know, interesting, and it would have been what we do. It would have been one of the things that we do.
And then
we went, you know, you came up to stir the pot with something that is something we don't do. And you know what? It's just, it's such a catch-22. It's such a difficult situation.
Well, I
you know?
When I said I'm at a crossroads, what I meant was I'm just not going to take it anymore.
Right.
I'm really just not this crap. Go ahead. Take the contest away. Take the prize away. We'll just give away $100. We'll still do the same contest. Because with the crux of what this is, once again, for whatever reason, you and I being persecuted, being held upset, you know, listen, this is the standard that you guys have to, we want you to be crazy and outrageous and funny and do all that. We've tried to do all that. Mm-hmm. That's what we tried to do originally with this thing. But then you come by with absolutely unbelievable, unrealistic goals to be achieved. You know, the parameter was, well, give it away, but I guess giving it away that nobody is ever offended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just not what we do. Now, we don't go as far as other shows do,
right,
with stuff like this.
No, we never have.
However, I mean, we have just had a plug pulled,
mm-hmm.
with this big contest. Jesus Christ. And you know, if they would have just come to us in the beginning and said, it's a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a question of laying out the parameters before and what has been the history at this radio station for a very long time. Is they don't do that. What they do is they wait until, and there's not the foresight to say, do this way,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise we would know where we stand. They wait till something is already on the air, and then they react to it.
So, rather than waste your collective time listening to this, I guess we'll have to find out if we still have the trip to give away.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing, and I imagine that they would say, no, you can't because of the content. And, you know, then we're back to how do you make that good? How do you make that entertaining for the people who get in their cars now and don't want to hear us bitching, just want to hear us being funny?
Well, it's difficult when they put us in situations like this, and that's exactly what they did.
Because they do it all the freaking time. They really do. And Alan, you're a dick. You're really just a dick. And I thought that we had come to some type of working relationship, understanding with things. I sought that guy out last night during the show.
I think the issue is what we wanted was somebody to back us up on the original contest, which we had already laid out.
Which was innocent.
Which was innocent. And that's what we wanted. And I didn't hear anything about that happening, and I don't think it did happen. You could tell me better than I would know myself.
No.
Whether that happened.
Someone is in CYA mode, and we're not exactly sure exactly who it is. But God, what a crazy!
But you know, in all seriousness, and I will tell you, since we've just spilled onto the air and what you were saying, it's not about alimony payments for me. It's about, you know, when you came in with the idea of doing what you were going to do, I know why you were doing it. when it gets beyond that, then, you know.
Yeah, but then we've lost. But then we've lost.
I don't know. I don't look at it that way.
Then we've lost.
I don't necessarily look at it that way.
Well, I do. I do after so long of things going that way around here. But your bottom line is you don't want to get fired.
No.
Okay, I promise you we're not going to get fired.
No, that's not my bottom line. If it was that simple.
What's the bottom line then?
No, the bottom line is a philosophical difference on that kind of crap on the air, which we've never done. We don't need to do
which
that.
We were only going to do one time to be funny.
Right, you were doing it.
And that,
you
but
were doing
now,
it for the purpose, and now we're going to fight about it.
But now it becomes even funnier if we still do the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we just give away $100.
Right.
It's one break on a show. We have how many breaks a day? 8 breaks a day?
I just hate it when we get into a situation where we get backed into a corner. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when we get backed into a corner.
And the only way to fight, you fight back when you get backed into a corner.
We've done it all along. But, you know.
So let's, come on, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Come on, Mike. Come on, please.
I think this is a situation that has to be talked about with you know, I want to get some satisfaction out of this.
We're not. We never do. Who are we going to get satisfaction from?
I don't want to be put in the position that I'm being put in right now. Because we don't discuss stuff like this. You wanted to bring it out on the air and
because I couldn't
out
because I couldn't come on the air right now at this very moment.
I mean, it's difficult because it's the same way that stuff is handled all the time around here. And there's not, it's just not a very decently run situation.
Right.
It's very, very frustrating.
So we got screwed again by these same people. So let's have a little fun with it. Let's have a little fun with it. Come on.
Well, I don't know what you're asking me. I don't know what you're asking me.
You didn't want to still do the contest.
As far as what, the incest thing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for $100, I don't know. I mean, it just
see, the best $100 we ever spent is $100 of self-esteem.
Nope. Yeah.
Now, see, this is why seriously, this is why I said to you, either we should go on the air and talk about this, or one of us should leave. Please mm-hmm. don't cuss. Please
you
don't
want me to
cuss.
Leave?
If you don't feel comfortable, then yeah, you should leave. I'm not doing this to be your enemy.
If it's me, I didn't think I was the enemy in this, you know.
I think we should still do the contest just to stick it to Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think it's interesting to listen to. This whole saga unfolding. Just one time, I'd like us to just do something where we're not walking out of, you know, where you're going on strike, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. Okay, fine, you take away the trip, that's fine. Take the trip and give it away, but we'll still do the stupid contest that up until 10 minutes ago was funny.
Well, you know, I wanted to do it the way it was laid out before, and I don't understand where that came from and where the problems were.
It came from Alan overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee nobody's called him to say, don't do this contest. This is just Alan, the general manager, overreacting like he always does.
Right. It's insane. It's always insane around here. You always know, nuts.
He came in, oh, I don't want to be on the air. I don't want to be on the air.
Yeah, everybody's upset.
Right.
Everybody's uptight. Everybody's upset.
Well,
that's what's happening right now.
I don't want you to be uptight. I want you to be upset. I don't want me to be uptight. I don't want me to be upset.
Well, it takes, you know, it's because this is happening on the air, and this is immediate. This, I mean, we were having the conversations with people right up until the time we went on the air. It's very, very, sometimes people ask me, what's the best part about doing the show? It's coming in and doing the show. What's the worst part? It's all the behind-the-scenes crap that we have to endure and put up with around here.
So
because they're saying to us, you know, you got a job to do. Do the job. We'll communicate more. And it's all about, we're in the communication business. I wish people would communicate more.
And as I mentioned, I spent time with Alan yesterday during the show, during commercial break, rationally saying to him, what's the deal with this? We can't do the nude talent show. And his words to me were, I'll look into it. He said, you're right, that's wrong. And he said it again to us when he came in here today.
That I didn't understand.
You know what that is? I'll tell you exactly what it is, Mike. I swear to Christ, I'm like, get life. Alan just doesn't have the balls to call somebody up, to call the client up and say, listen, let them go back and just do their original dumb contact.
Which is the solution.
Because they came up with a pretty good idea, and somebody's overreacting about the fact that there will be nudity involved.
That is the solution.
Incidentally, nudity on the radio that, hello, McFly, I know you can't see it, and
right.
we can.
That is the solution, and I think that's the solution we should accept. But you're right. Nobody's done that. Did anybody come in and do that with you today? Did anybody say that
no.
call had been made? Did anybody go to bat for you on that?
No, no, absolutely not.
Which, I understand why you did what you did.
Which is why it became an incest issue.
Right. And I know that's why you did it. Jesus Christ. I know that's why. It's sick.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's amazingly
now,
ridiculous what we have to go through to do an entertaining radio program.
Now, but now, come on. Now, this is funny, too.
The whole thing is funny.
This is funny, too.
The whole thing is absurd.
So please bear with me. Don't leave.
I'm not leaving. I would never leave. I've been with you 19 years. Have I ever walked out?
No, nor have I on you.
If I walked out, you know what I succeed in doing? I succeed in making it much bigger than it actually is.
Then,
and I'm not going to do that. But
then,
you know me.
Then come
but
on.
It ain't about money.
I know your sensibilities. I know a lot of times you disagree with some of the topics that are brought up on the show and some of the things that I say on the show.
With some of my things.
Yes, right.
It's the way it works.
I understand.
But we both, you know, agree with one thing. The bottom line is what should have happened here is somebody at some level of management in this company should have gone to whoever it is that has a problem with this and explained it and said, this is what we do.
So we should still do the incest contest, though.
If you want to do the incest contest, I will sit over here and quietly tolerate it.
At
because
least.
I know why you're doing it.
It would be a victory.
And you know I know why you're doing it.
I know you know.
And you know what? That's the only reason, because you're making a statement. And on that level, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And I'm fine with it.
Because the alternative
being
is
uncomfortable.
Me. The alternative is me, you know, what am I going to walk out over that? No, because you're not doing it.
Because, listen,
you're not
I'll,
doing it for the reasons that other people in
Mike,
this business do.
I'll say exactly what you're thinking. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Neither of us really thinks that there's anything, well, on some level it is funny, but really, it's something we don't get into a lot on this show. We do the big lie, and even when we do the big lie, we say, you know, no incest,
right.
no brothers and
right.
brother-in-law and sister-in-law stuff.
Right. But this was like saying, hey, you think this is bad? We'll show you something that's
try
bad.
This
right.
one on.
Right. That's the whole reason for this.
And the whole reason to continue now is that even if they take the Super Bowl trip away, but we'll still do the contest. It's just a
right.
couple of days on the show, and all we're doing is making a statement. And,
the only way of not doing that contest is if they were to come back to us and say,
oh, absolutely.
Go back to your original.
Absolutely. We got girls. We'd call the girls. You know, this is one time we didn't even have to pimp for girls. We had like five girls call up and say,
right.
yes, I want to sing. I want to play the accordion. I want to tap dance.
Right.
In
exactly.
the nude to win a trip to the Super Bowl. But no, that was not okay.
You know, really. And you make the statement, and then all of a sudden, oh, the same reaction, but no help.
Right.
No help.
Just as usual. Just go in and make it happen, guys.
Does anyone know how the NFL feels about pasties? Is there a policy?
That's a good question. Rob, I don't think we could yield on the pasty issue.
All right, then, Mike, you and I, as always, have done the Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah.
We're fine. We'll still do the incest contest. And thank you for, you know, because... For me,
well, I mean, I know why you're doing it.
Because it's the only way to say F you to these guys.
Right, exactly.
It's the only way. Having said that...
Yeah.
Well, crap, I don't want one of our listeners not to get the Super Bowl trip.
Right. Well, you know what? They got some decisions to make. They really do. To go to bat for this thing.
Well, because you know what will happen if they give it to us. And now what are we going to do? What kind of a turnaround can we have to have a crazy, funny... non-bothering anybody politically correct contest to do this. It just, that sucks on ice. That's so awful.
I mean, what we did, the original contest was so in the wheelhouse of what this show does. It was so...
You know what I'd rather do?
It's what we do. It's funny, and you know what? It's ridiculous.
I'd rather than give the trip away somehow, and this I don't know how we could do it. It would necessarily be a listener of this show. But find someone who really does not care about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who, if you went to them and said, you want a trip to the Super Bowl, would say, I don't like football.
Right.
I don't like crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Super Bowl party on Sunday. To find somebody who is just so totally not into it that they'd be the people that would be there on AOL's dime. But here's the question. Are any of those people listening to the show today?
Right.
And they'll call in. You know the people
right.
will call in. They'll call in to lie just to say, listen, I hate football.
Sure.
Because they want to go to the Super Bowl. And You know, we'll figure this out during a break. But either way, we'll try to save this trip.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that.
To give it away to our listeners.
And once again, even though it's going to fall on deaf ears, you know, there are people around here that could help us out in this situation. We could make this whole thing go away and smooth it out. And, you know, it's about goddamn time somebody do that.
It would require a phone call that goes something like this. Hi, listen, these guys have worked here for over 12 years and they know what they're doing. Trust me, there will be nothing you'll be offended with at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. If not, your money back. Thank you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you handle it. That's how you do biz. That's how you do it. So, anyway, incest contest. On. Brothers and sisters. On. Incest. Yes. And also the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
And I think the first fight you and I have had on the air.
Yeah,
in a long time.
Well, you know, we fight a lot. We fight like an old married couple now.
We do.
It's more like if the kids were in the room, we'd say it was a discussion.
You bastard, though. You're tossing the F-bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of unfair.
We're fighting
on the air and you toss out the F-bomb.
I understand. I, you know, sometimes I just can't control myself. I think I've done pretty well during this segment. I'm kind of proud of myself. I really, really am.
I think you have to.
You know, and somebody, I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you.
Yeah?
Somebody in our little circle has to do what I do once in a while. Somebody has to be there to do that. And I've always thought that.
I know you think that. Mm-hmm. You know, every time a bell rings, you know.
Right.
I've seen the movie.
I know what you're talking about. Hey, don't think I think that of myself. Trust me.
However, I'll leave you with a joke that'll be deleted out, but it's a joke that's in the movie Catch Me If You Can.
All right. Good
movie. With Tom Hanks and Leonard DiCaprio, where they're driving in the car and they say, you know, Tom Hanks, you never make any jokes. And he goes, you want to hear a joke? You've got a bad Massachusetts accent. You want to hear a joke? This will be deleted out.
Yeah, I think I know this one.
There you go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Okay, so now we're even, because now I just dropped the
F-bomb. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate that.
No, that wasn't directed at
you. I know
it's
directed at everybody else.
It was just using the F-bomb. Okay, we got a break here.
I don't get it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Introducing Subway's new Atkins-friendly wraps with less than 11 net carbs.
The tempting chicken bacon ranch wrap has fresh green peppers, black olives, and red onions all melted together with Swiss cheese.
This won't make up for days when your daughter's beautiful chestnut-colored pony just won't behave.
Nor will the savory turkey and bacon melt wrap with chipotle southwestern sauce overlook the time you went to the donkey sex show in Cozumel.
But with every heavenly carb-controlled bite, Subway's new Atkins-friendly wraps will help make up for your high-carb indiscretions.
Subway, so good that you don't have to be.
Told that carbs based on Subway recipe, not for the next phase of the Atkins. Great.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a titty bar. The Don and Mike Show.
What's better than that? I'll tell you what's better than that. Some of the entries we've been getting.
Oh, wow. Really?
And I love people writing to Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Hey!
Subject, NFL incest. We're getting a lot of them.
Really?
Here's one. I left Maine for a while, returned when I was 21. I saw Ollie, the sister's name, out after I'd been back for a while, not even expecting to see that she had just gotten pretty hot. She was about 18 or 19. It's quite the shock. I'm guessing she was quite the whore in high school. She looked and acted it. At first, I felt sick about being attracted to her, honestly. But it didn't feel like she was my sister. I mean, we didn't grow up together. I hadn't seen her in a while, so for a month or two I hung out with her and stupidly flirted with her, hoping it was just me feeling this way. we would wrestle and
that
play.
You know what that sounds like?
I know, like...
sounds like somebody like went to Penthouse Forum and transcribed a letter.
Well, try this one. This is from California. That one was from who knows where. This was
Xavier Hollander.
Dear Don and Mike, in 1994, my 22-year-old sister came home from college, Cal Berkeley. She and I went to a bar and started drinking Surfers on Acid. That's Jagermeister, Malibu, and pineapple juice. We began talking about what she was going to do for work, and in hushed tones with a don't-tell-mom look on her face, she told me she's going to be a high-priced hooker in Vegas. I laughed out loud and said, seriously, what the F are you planning on doing? And she said, the same thing I've been doing the last 2 years of college. We drank some more. I'm going to go down a couple of paragraphs of this story.
They all sound like letters. Yeah,
I made $600,000. Excuse me, I made $60,000 in cash, effing guys for money. I said, you did not. I finally said, prove it. She said, take me home. The whole ride back home, she talked about S&Ds and how crappy condoms taste and how guys need to bathe a lot more frequently.
Wow.
And then he goes on in great detail about what happened.
You know, like any societal taboo, everybody's got their ears perked up right
Name
now.
And address withheld.
Yes. Yes, good.
And we've got some that, let me just say, the three of us, here's...
Did you say three?
Brother and two sisters.
Three!
Oh, my God.
The three of us would go camping and play games. If we wanted, it would allow us to tell the other two what to do to us sexually.
Oh, my God.
So
wow.
It's still there.
Yep.
Send your incest entries, and you understand why.
Plenty of communication during that commercial break, too. Yeah. I want to thank management for popping right down here and giving us the parameters and the lowdown on what's going on.
Not a word.
Not a syllable.
Wow. As far as I know, we've still got the trip to the Super Bowl to give away, and we are still doing the incest contest just because. So call and or don't call. Send. Write. Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com or fax us at 800-636-1067.
And as much as I hate to say it, but, you know, one of my best qualities is to admit when I'm wrong. And, you know, listening to those letters, I'd be lying if I didn't say there was some entertainment value there.
Oh, yes.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny. Brother, sister. Funny.
And that first one, though, seriously, I think the guy's got like a Xerox machine. Dude. Get me Penthouse.
So anyway, keep them coming in, and we'll do this. Buzz came in and had a thought that perhaps in the middle of the reading of these letters and getting the actual people on the air that we should just nonchalantly give away the Super Bowl trip in the middle of that.
To somebody who's not doing that.
Yeah, right. You know. But, we'll figure it out.
We have to wait because we don't even know.
Yeah.
Because of the incredible level of communication at this facility, we don't know what the status is.
Actually, we won't know tonight until about 7:15 East Coast time.
Yeah, when Don's driving home in his car.
Yeah. 4:15 out on the West Coast after the show's over. That's what I'll find out exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's when they'll let you know. That's when you'll get communication.
That's when I'll get the call from Alan.
But you might not have any definitive answer.
No, and I might play the game with him. I might see that it's him and just not answer the phone.
You've done that before.
I've done that, but one of my resolutions in 2004 was to try to communicate better with the son of a bitch. You know, which I did yesterday.
Right.
He is just such a stupid bastard. How could he be in charge? Well, let's be honest. Who is in charge of this place? Nobody. Place running on fumes. Yesterday, I pulled the guy aside privately and said, like a professional would, hey, listen, Al, we got a problem with this contest. We want to do this thing. Nobody told us that we couldn't do it. And he said for the first of many times, you're absolutely right. This is wrong. And the quote last night was, I'll look into this. I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. And his way of looking into it, and fixing it and taking it was just to do nothing. Just to do nothing except come in here with 1 minute left in our commercial break on a live radio show to say, you can't do it. You just can't do that contest.
Because, you know, if they came in and they said, hey, we finally talked to the right people, you can go ahead, we explain what it is, you guys know what you're doing, you can go ahead and do it, we'd react just like Howard Dean in Iowa.
Arkansas!
Only we'd be screaming out our affiliates.
Arkansas!
Oh, God.
All right. So, listen, we will have to figure this out. Yeah. Let's see. Let's just see if Charlie's made contact with line one yet. Key Rice.
Spanky Pam.
Hey, has Charlie made contact with line one yet?
I don't know. Charlie is not here right now.
Ah, he may be back there.
Probably going on as we speak.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Joe, how's fax machine? How are the emails coming?
Looks like a couple more just popped up.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Sure.
Bye.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe. World's oldest phone screener.
And, you know, Joe's getting a lot of pleasure back there today.
Joe will be on the show tomorrow with more of his crazy 1976 movies.
Yay. Joe was telling me in the break how disappointed he was he couldn't compete. Kidding, of course.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now, totally unrelated to this whole thing about incest.
Get it? Unrelated?
Is, and I don't think it's really incestual. There's a band that I liked. They had a song out, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years ago. So Denise Denise. A band is Fountains of Wayne. Mm-hmm. I turned Buzz on to this album like way back last August.
Right.
And as it turns out, they have a hit song that sounds something like The Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is I'm in Love with Stacy's Mom.
Yeah. Great video, too.
You dwell on the video a lot.
Sorry.
That's all right, Buzz. I like it.
Is Stacy's mom in the video?
Rachel Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rachel? Oh, I've heard about that. Rachel Hunter still manages to look stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so this is Fountains of Wayne. A little ahead of the curve on this one, I was, I think.
Wayne,
this whole album is just so fantastic. It's so... You know, I don't know one station that plays Fountains of Wayne. I really don't. Not even the top 40 station does. This is a great song, except it uses the S word.
Yes,
this is a tight band. Now, listen to the key change here, the organ.
Got a black wallet in my back pocket and a bus ticket and a picture of my
baby. I'm getting somewhere with this. Here we go.
I'm alive, I'm gonna get
stuff. So anyway, they got an album that's chock full of really good songs, hook laden, but their big hit is this one. This Stacy's Mom Has Got Something Going.
No.
We get a parody song to this in the mail tonight. I don't even know if this record ever became a hit. I think it was a top 40 hit. I think Stacy's Mom became a hit. But apparently it is popular enough now that a guy named Uncle Izzy, or rather a band named Uncle Izzy, has sent us along a copy of their parody song. The follow-up to I Like to Pee in the Shower. This is Stacy's Dad. Let's hear it when it gets to the chorus here.
This is great. Good job.
Well, that sounds just like. Do you think they just changed the part about Stacy's mom? Maybe just to Stacy's dad? All Night Raid. Does he have the statue of the head? The head cave.
I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, that's funny. Now, here's the real one. Doesn't this cut sound like The Cars?
Yeah, and I'm amazed at how Uncle Izzy, that's the name of the band that did the parody.
Right. They sent a note, crafted by obsessive compulsive engineers. The tracks sound exactly like Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Sure does.
Starting them at the same time and see how they do by tempo. I'm sure.
All right, just a second, Brains. It's a fallacy. Since your mom walked out, your dad's been cruising guys like me.
I want it so bad.
Oh,
video.
Oh, man. Who would they get?
For Stacy's dad.
All right, here they are together. I'll hit both buttons at the same time. A little out of phase.
Kind of catches up once in a while.
Oh, I'm going back and forth now. Together, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
They did a great job.
Anyway, that's UncleIzzy.com.
That's pretty good stuff. I wonder if they've done any other parodies.
Is the website. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I just want to let you guys know, you actually had the guy from Fountains of Wayne on a few years ago. His name's Adam Schlesinger.
Was it when I liked? Did I mention Denise? The song Denise?
I don't know if it was before that album or not, because he was the guy that wrote That Thing You Do for
the
comic
song
movie.
That Thing You Do.
Oh, he wrote that song by the Wonders?
Really? Yeah.
And you guys were trying your hardest to get him to say something about Tom Hanks. He just wouldn't do it.
You were also giving him a hard time for not really coming out and saying, this is my record. You were real hot on that record at the time.
All right, that's another hook-laden top 40 record.
I love that record.
Right, so that's the dude. I'm telling you, here's the album. And you know me, I don't like a lot of records.
Please press 1.
It's a good one.
For travel within the 50.
There's, you know how sometimes you get a CD and there's like two good cuts?
Right.
This one's got two that I don't like out of like 16.
And do we sound like DJs or old men when we say records?
Sound like what we are. Two guys who think incest is funny. So, Mike, come on. Get your ass out of bed.
Come on, now get your ass out of bed. You
I love my job.
Does this band really rock? Listen to this part right here. I'm playing this for some guy who just hung up on me.
If you'd like to make a call,
I took away.
It wasn't nice.
I took away.
And why'd you go away, man?
I just got the news, Mike. It's okay to say record, but avoid the word phonograph.
So the guy in Fountains of Wayne is the guy
who... You can tell when you play him back to back. You can tell.
Guys, we busted his balls.
Right.
For not taking credit for this record.
Different.
Yeah, but
this is a little different.
A little bit.
A little more boppy.
This sounds like 1962.
Right, with just a little added bound.
Anyway, thanks to Uncle Izzy.
Yeah,
that's a pretty great, funny song.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great song.
Amazing.
That in some way has something to do with incest. It does. If you stop it and you think about it, it does. You know what? Let's talk about...
Let's enjoin him.
About something. Yeah, I almost did that Chevy Chase thing.
I love that tape, yeah.
Do we have that? Yeah, because then that'll give me...
You know, it's the funniest thing that I've ever heard Chevy Chase do on this show.
Yep.
And it was on your old show, and you played it on this show. We interviewed, didn't we, Chevy Chase one time?
Yeah, he was awful.
He was not funny.
He was the Chevy Chase you know and hate today.
Fellas, this is Chevy Chase. On behalf of Don Geronimo, who couldn't make it today, I'd just like to say that there's a man that... he's here. So let's join him. I mean, let's enjoy him. Let's sit on him. Let's turn him off the air. Don Geronimo.
And when you really think about it, not really that funny what he was doing even back then, but just you kind of reacted to it. So the tape as a whole is...
Right.
I like enjoying him.
Because he was doing something.
But when anybody stammers over Letts, it doesn't happen very often, but I always plug in, enjoy him. Let's enjoy him.
And when we come back, I guess, why not, Mike? Was on my list of things to discuss.
Yes.
For goodness sake, I'm not going to tell you about my argument with my wife today, because I had an argument with you today. That's too many arguments in one day.
Yeah, a tough day today.
However, just suffice it to say that a morning never goes well at home when the first thing you say to your beloved spouse of 23 years is, BFD.
No, they don't like that.
That
first words out of your mouth?
I swear to God, that's the first thing I said when I came down this morning. I was putting water in the dog's bowl, and some of the water splashed out on the floor, and she had been awake for a while. She said, oh, look at that. Look at you got water all over the floor. And I turn around and said, BFD. Yeah. And
well, tell her the truth. What she was really talking was that about that incest incident up the street. And you said BFD.
BFD. Right. VBFD. Very big.
Now, you know, vaginal. That's what I meant.
Mike, listen. Good. Here's a good segue. Speaking of vaginas,
yes.
and speaking of a very, very awful word used to describe that body part.
Well, there's only one that I can think of.
Okay. When I say that word, give me some women that come to mind.
Martha Stewart.
Patty
Heaton.
Bingo!
Yeah.
That's right.
I apologize for putting Patty Heaton second.
That's right. We have Patty Heaton news.
Oh, good.
Patty Heaton bosom news. When we come right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart, and out bounded her joyously unconfined breast.
Mrs. Jean Baxter.
Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity.
Hello!
Titanic orbs of temptation.
Ricardo Limon.
Hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase,
hello!
My kind of breasts.
The Don and Mike Show.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
All right, well, we're working our way through the Super Bowl giveaway.
Good.
We'll let you know exactly what's going to happen.
Very good.
I think we'll have an incest winner. Who knew? Mike?
Yes.
Our mailbox is full.
Wow.
We have received an awful lot of emails. A lot of them that we think are phony, but
right,
some
right.
That we did.
A lot of penthouse letters out there.
I think are absolutely true. Patty Heaton, I asked you the C word.
Yes, said, Patty Heaton.
Patty Heaton. Patty Heaton.
Patty.
She's 45, and I think even though she's just a bitch on wheels, and we've had problems with her.
And as Tom Shales, I believe, wrote when he was reviewing The Goodbye Girl, the actress lucky enough to land the role of Ray Romano's wife.
So she's 45, and she's had some work done, and she's been very honest about it.
Yeah, well, that's
right. She had a breast reduction in 2002, and she had a facelift and a bunch of other stuff done because she's squeezed out four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now she wants to get a breast increase. She wants to augment.
So after she's had them reduced, she wants to have them augmented?
Yes. Patricia, Patty as we call her, thinks it is a good career move. She thinks when Everybody Loves Raymond is over, she'll need to look sexy to get other projects.
That's so sad.
According to, I don't know, this is Variety or whatever it is, other people on Everybody Loves Raymond are telling her not to do it.
Well, the main reason, Brad Garrett got it done last year, and he didn't like the result.
Doesn't show.
No, well, one's bigger than the other one.
You know what's funny is, remember, this comes on the tail of her giving, was it Michelle Pfeiffer, a hard time for all the work she had done,
uh-huh.
And then getting called on it.
Methinks the lady is addicted to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, get out our big phone book right now and look up Uri Geller. I want to call him Uri, but I know it's Uri.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had Uri Geller on the show many times.
It got ugly with Uri, I believe, the last time.
Mm. No, the last time was the makeup time.
Oh, that's right, and it was the time before he was in the studio and he walked out.
Right.
Well, weren't we pissed off that he couldn't bend a spoon?
He said bend a spoon. Yeah. Come on, ask bend a spoon.
Or he didn't even want it. It wasn't that he couldn't. He wouldn't even try. And we wanted him to do the spoon bending.
What he said, he was coming in and his carny act that day was going to make alarm clock stop with
right.
his mind. And then you whipped out a spoon and he was not prepared.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared for
so
the
we fought with him, but then we called him out of the blue one day about some unrelated story and he was quite chatty. Well, we were gonna try to call Uri Geller again now.
Oh, good.
Because he is, you know, not many celebrities, Mike, are coming forward to say that they think Michael Jackson is innocent.
Right.
Uri Geller says he's innocent, and he tricked Michael Jackson into coming clean on his relationship with children 3 years ago. He hypnotized him.
Right.
And he asked him if he had ever touched a young child or a person in a way that you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jackson said, I would never do that.
I would never do that. Bye.
Anyway,
grab it.
You have, let me see. Michael Jackson says he wants to put his hands on the tapes that Uri Geller has and let his powers flow through them so that we can all hear Uri Geller hypnotizing Michael Jackson and asking him if he's ever been a kid toucher.
So Michael Jackson is on board with this project?
No, this is totally Uri Geller trying to get in the news.
Oh, okay.
Sadly, we were without Geller's number. Charlie and I have both checked. It must have been changed or something, but we no longer...
Geller have, like, a project? Wasn't this going to be a special or something like that?
Geller.
Geller.
Yeah. And Mike...
His sister's pissed.
Oh! And
who's that?
Sarah Michelle. We have to make a retraction. Yesterday we had you the story. We told you the story about Churchill's parrot, Winston Churchill.
104 Churchills.
That it was a boy's name on a girl parrot. The parrot's name is Charlie. Remember this? Was it the Charlie thing yesterday?
The Nazis.
Right.
Get to know Charlie.
That's Hitler.
So that's allegedly what Churchill's parrot says.
Right.
Is F. Hitler.
104 years old.
And F. The Nazis.
The story.
Now, hold on. Feathers are flying. Because F. Hitler, F. the Nazis, is the word. We're in the repertoire of Charlie, the 104-year-old parrot that belonged to Winston Churchill. Its pet shop owner claims his father-in-law sold the bird to Winston Churchill in 1937 and took the bird back after Churchill died in 1965.
So this is a fake bird?
Well, no. Parrots are remarkably adept at mimicking sounds and voices. Again, quoting the magazine Jack, this magazine all about birds.
All about self-pleasure.
This British magazine. Guys who pleasure themselves to birds.
Yeah, it's very, very specialized.
Let's see. The Churchill family is now questioning the story, okay? Churchill's daughter,
Lady Soames.
Hello!
Says, oh, here she is.
Hello!
Oh, welcome, me lady.
She says, I'm fed up with this story that my father taught it rude words. He only had an African gray parrot, and it certainly did not talk. So they're saying that this is not the Churchill parrot.
Oh, so this is a completely fabricated story.
But no, there is a parrot.
That says that.
That says F the Nazis and F Hitler.
That's that old? But
that's
it's
104.
But it's a macaw, and Churchill had a parrot, a gray parrot.
Oh, all right. So it's not...
Churchill.
Not exactly
Churchill.
The same thing. If you were lucky enough to be in Park City, Utah, Monday night, maybe you're listening to us out in Salt Lake, and you went to see the snobs in Park City, maybe you went into the karaoke bar there, you would have seen Paris Hilton.
Oh, really?
Mm. Who was singing?
Oh, it's nice that she's back out.
Singing karaoke. She sang Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, fantastic. That's a big one. That's a big popular one. Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, lots of her friends were there. Naomi Watts.
Mm-hmm.
Heath Ledger.
Okay.
Laura Dern. And also Rick Salomon. Rick Salomon is the guy that's given her the high hard one in the famous video.
Oh, wow. Right. Was he with her?
No, he was just there. When this guy arrived and Paris Hilton is singing Betty Davis on
it. So he walked in when she was singing it?
Yeah, and then everybody's looking at him. He allegedly started laughing. And her new boyfriend is Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Perfect.
And,
what a pretty little gathering.
And after they after they got rid of the guy that had sex with him, they rushed him out of the club. Then Nick Carter gets up on stage, and the song that they sang together was the Lionel Richie song, Hello, which they dedicated to Nicole Richie. She wasn't there.
Nah.
So Paris Hilton goes to Park City, Utah, goes to karaoke place, gets bombed, sings Betty Davis Eyes, realizes the guy that was effing her in the videotape is there.
They kick him out.
They kick him out, and then her new boyfriend, who used to be in the Backstreet Boys, gets on stage with her and sings Hello, and they dedicate the song to Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah, they're the ones she's on the show with. Don't you just wish you were there?
Not really Lionel Richie's daughter, incidentally. Not genetically his daughter.
Right.
So that matters, but she's trying to cash in on the thing that
Nicole Richie. Right.
Yeah, what did I say?
I know, that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Churchill. Nicole Churchill.
Churchill.
She's actually Winston Churchill's daughter.
Tom Cruise is as nutty as a fruitcake.
Right.
And he might like the SD. I don't know.
Are you still maintaining that?
Yeah, that he's at least bi?
Well, yeah. I mean, it used to be a lot more strong.
No, I'll say it. He's a faggot. I believe he's had incest, Mike.
Do you really?
I think he's had incest.
Boy, those are some stunning accusations.
I believe he had incest with God, I'm trying to, you know, there's nobody in the NFL with the name Cruz.
Well, it was a local anchor on Channel 7, Greta.
Greta Cruz. Oh, no. Thank you for coming. One of the only other Cruises.
And maybe, his alleged wife.
Yeah. And that would be?
Penelope.
Penelope Cruz. Tom Cruise might be on to something, though. Now, keep in mind, he's the nutty Scientologist like Leah Remedy and John Travolta and all these crazy celebrities. But he says, listen to this, he thinks that psychiatry should be outlawed. And listen, now when you get past that dumb statement, listen to what Tom Cruise says. And think about this. We've all been to psychiatrists, psychologists. Right. I know that there's a difference.
Yeah.
I know I go to one and I used to go to another one, but they're all pretty much the same.
I'm going
to
be going back.
Here is what Tom Cruise says
tonight.
Quote, psychiatry is an utter waste of time.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing scientific about it. Communication is a good thing. But you get more mentally out of having a good meal or going for a walk than you do from seeing a psychiatrist. I think psychiatry should be outlawed.
I must say that I'm ready to jump on the Tom Cruise bandwagon.
I don't disagree with him. Bad news.
Do you agree? Do you believe it's quackery?
Yeah.
Yeah, psychiatry is quackery.
How many times have you gone? And I don't go as often as I used to because, frankly, I just you go and after a while you realize I'm doing show prep for the guy. I'm out.
Yeah,
I've told you. Yeah, I hate my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some problems that I've worked through. I've run out of stuff to talk to them about.
Yeah, but I don't know how much good it really does.
I don't think it did any good.
I don't know. And you know, you like.
I like
it.
I miss my psychologist.
I don't.
My
separation anxiety.
You know, let me tell you something. I can't talk about any of this on the air, but I will tell you that I've just had some experiences that you. Some of you know privately that I just don't necessarily think it always results in a good thing.
No, well that was
that's all I'm going to say.
But that's from your angle, and I agree with you, incidentally.
Yeah,
and,
that particular specialty. Yeah, from yeah,
right.
Yeah, you never know whose business card they're going to give your ex-wife.
So, way to go, Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And I think my next point with my guy is that if you're tracking these things, and I know a lot of you at home are, it's Tuesday. Time.
Right.
And I'm going to mention it to my guy on Tuesday. You know, hey, listen, dude, you know, why it'd be easier if I just sent you $75 a month.
Right.
And then just didn't come to see you anymore. Because that's half of it is breaking up with a guy. That once you've seen a guy for a while, when you
realize, they're like chiropractors, like anybody else, they want to keep you there and keep you coming back.
You got your ass together, then you say, okay, it's over. And you go, oh, but whoa, what if, you know,
I think it would be better if you came back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, my doctor asked me to leave.
He did?
She did. Yes.
Really? Oh,
well,
she did.
No, she said, I think we're done here.
Dr. Melfi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not really like chiropractors because they're real doctors.
Now,
Rob.
One more thing. I got to tell two things.
He'll hurt you next time you're on that table.
Two things I got to tell you. This Ben Stiller has not made the best movie in a long time. Mm-hmm. The Along Came Polly movie, while it was, I think, number one at the box office, right, Buzz?
Yeah, like 28, 29 million.
So a lot of people who saw it have said, Not funny. He did another movie before that that was also...
I'm amazed that you're not at least going to go see it. Go check it out because it's got Jennifer Aniston in it.
Yeah, no. I saw her in Bruce Almighty. I've seen what she can do.
So you're done with her?
Yeah, I'm done with her, but I still like Ben Stiller. And I like the fact that they are going to do a sequel to Meet the Parents called Meet the Fockers. And they have cast as Ben Stiller's dad... Dustin Hoffman.
Oh,
now that's.
Oh yeah, that's good. See, I thought you were going to say Jerry Stiller, and I'm glad it's Dustin Hoffman.
That's a great cast because then it's Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. You know it, and you know Robert De Niro is going
to
meet.
So Robert De Niro's on board to be in the sequel.
You bet. Well, he did the follow up to Analyze This, so he'll do anything.
Yeah, I would hope he's going to be there. I really would. Yeah.
He's on board with it. So is everybody. Everybody from the original movie is returning.
That's great,
including the girl who a lot of people think is what's her name? That who's the girl that was on that. Who's married to the guy from
You're driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah, her. The X-Files guy is married. Oh, Jillian... Tia Leone.
Oh, Tia Leone.
She's not Tia Leone. She's Terry Polo.
Ah,
the girl
people
who
get them confused.
Yeah, the
you mean Ben Stiller's love interest in Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
Yeah. And I think... Is that his real-life wife?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Who's his real-life wife? Is she the one on TV?
Married to an amazing hottie, Christine Taylor, who played Marsha Brady in the Brady Bunch movie.
Right!
Oh. Also in The Wedding Singer, and currently playing herself in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's right.
Really?
All right.
There
good.
You go. You got me, Rob. And everybody, we were talking about Howard Dean flipping out earlier, and rather than play the tape, and I only say this because we don't have it,
mm-hmm.
But apparently we're the only radio station or TV station in the world that doesn't have the tape. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've heard it.
Scary.
Howard Dean's out of his freaking mind. He's losing this Iowa caucus thing, and he starts firing up his troops by going through his speech.
Well, you know, the thing everybody says is that he came out with this illusion of being all pumped up and excited when, in fact, he was channeling his rage.
Crazed. So he was screaming, and I'm not exaggerating when I say he was screaming, South Dakota!
Yeah, and the whole thing with rolling his sleeves up, I mean, it was frightening. It's like, what the hell is he doing? Is he going to deck Senator Harkin or what?
Florida!
And then at the end, it was this, like, primal...
Yeah. So, a bunch of psychologists and psychotherapists have analyzed Howard Dean's behavior.
Good, okay. Well, we've just dissed their profession, but let's see what they have to say.
But we'll use them now for our purposes, because that is our want. Psychotherapist Lauren Howard says, Howard Dean was not able to handle the adversity of the moment and overreacted. He was scary. He punched the air. The veins in his neck came up. He became totally unglued. He's not a stupid man, and today he's doing damage control, saying he was trying to rally his supporters.
You know, what's funny today is to hear him on the talk shows, and I was watching, I think, CNN, and they had him speaking to a group in New Hampshire, and he's trying to be Mr. Mello, but because of the other night, his voice is like this. He's like,
I just think that the policies that are currently employed.
That's pretty funny.
Here's Dr. Nifaldi Burrell, a forensic psychiatrist. With the quality of the rhetoric, the effect he brought to the speech, he seemed to be over the top, at the very least. There seemed to be something childlike about Howard Dean's reaction. He was disappointed like a child at the end of a Little League baseball game, trying to put a happy face on what had to be a very difficult evening. This repetitive mantra of naming every single state struck me as peculiar. His strange cry at the end reminded me of a gym teacher, more than a presidential candidate. Then we have Jerry Della. I would advise him to buy a half hour on national TV and apologize.
God.
Even if his own fans seem baffled. Here's from chatboards at howarddean.com. Half the governor's coffee intake. Yesterday I was stunned. Today I am mad. Hey, Dean, settle down. Stop the bulging veins. Hey, Dean, get a grip. I'm embarrassed for you. Mount Howard erupts. That's a scary effing scene. Howard sounded exuberant last night. He loves a fight, and man, has he got range. He reminds me of Harry Truman.
Well,
that's one of his diehard supporters,
anyway,
I guess.
Anyway, that's how it is. So some was good and some was bad.
Mostly, boy, a bad week for the whole family.
Oh, and we've got
Jimmy losing the sausage thing.
We'll go to break with the tape. Uh-huh. We only have time to play part of it because we have a scary, exciting interview coming up.
Oh yeah, we have a loony schedule.
Yeah, right. Our wacky story file.
Loony.
I'll give you just a little bit of Howard Dean flipping out on stage.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter...
Because everybody's heard it so many times.
In 87,
Howard Dean, Huey released this. Four. Your most accomplished album.
I think they're undisputed masterpiece.
They Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Fox News Channel. They played this to death.
But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Howard Dean.
Yeah. Howard Dean with a clear raincoat on and an axe.
Howard Dean. And word out to the widow Churchill. She's eating dirt right too, right?
But not the daughter.
Not the daughter.
But the former wife is on the other side of the dirt.
The daughter Churchill. We have our wacky story file coming up. I want to get to your phone calls with the phone scan. And keep in mind, the incest contest is still on. You've had to listen to the whole show today to figure this out.
Yeah, right.
And I think we might have a winner for $100. We just might have a winner.
Cool.
I was reading in depth the story about the brother and sister that went camping.
Oh dear.
And it's disturbing. It's funny disturbing.
And yet... interesting.
After my mom found out, she sought the help of the Catholic Church. The priest told her it was her fault.
Yeah, the mother's fault?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, well, anyway, it goes on.
Yeah.
I grew up to marry, have two children, discover I was gay, divorce, and raise my kids.
Wow.
To the wonderful adults that they are today.
The password is issues.
That was one of the one of the incest stories that we got. We wanted to keep it just to brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. That's the safest type of incest.
Is it now?
At least in my mind it is.
Yes, okay. That's in the manual.
Yeah. Right. And we did that contest because they canceled our other contest.
Yeah.
But now it looks like the other contest, this was the news bulletin that we got right before we came back on the air here.
Right.
For this break, the news bulletin is, well, maybe we'll be able to do our original contest, the Naked Talent Show.
Very popular word around here, maybe.
Mm. But we'd have to move it to Monday. And, oh, yes, when we actually did the contest, we'd have to make sure not to say the word naked.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
There you are, and you're all together. So go.
In your birthday suit.
And your birthday suit.
Super.
The way God made you.
Oh, natural.
Look at you in your flesh-colored suit.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're still running the commercial.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, well, a genius leader walks past the window during the commercial break, and it just pantomimes. Are you looking for me? No, I'm not looking for you, douchebag. Not at all.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Hi there. WJFK. I got something there.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. See, here's how it was all supposed to go.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure. No F, Sherlock. Thank you, everybody, that entered the incest contest, which happened because they kind of canceled the Super Bowl contest.
Right.
I think we've got a winner. We'll give away $100. Thank you for all of your wonderful essays that you've sent in today.
I find the volume of submissions to be terrifying.
And we defined it to just...
brother and sister action.
Not the whole thing, and a very specific action. And you know what? That's just disturbing.
Just intercourse. We've got lots of letters about oral, about digital manipulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a strange world out there. A lot of pressure in society nowadays.
Heavy petting. Let's find out where we stand, though, on our Super Bowl trip. We'll call super producer Charlie Broyhill, who should have been in conference with Line Wand.
He moved. Yeah. I guess they disconnected Charlie's in-house number.
And stand by for the wacky story file. We're on in Vermont, right?
I think we're on in Burlington. Yeah.
Hey, God damn, that's annoying. I'm calling somebody in our own station. Hey, Joe, Charlie?
No, Charlie's not here.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, you sound surprised.
Yeah, I didn't sync up the ringing with the radio there.
Joe. Maybe Charlie's back with Alan.
Perhaps.
It could happen.
Hey, tomorrow on Joe's Movie Corner, what have you selected from your 1975 movie bag?
Well, I thought you had requested the Sonny Bono marijuana movie.
We do believe Sonny is high.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, Joe.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
All right. Keep getting it done, Joe.
Sure.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Sure.
Joe's having a Wednesday.
We're on in Vermont. Yeah. I think in one of these towns we have like 100 share or something.
It's amazing.
Some ridiculous rating, really. 120, we're off the charts, like my potassium.
And how about this? It happens to be the state where that wigged out governor is from.
Right, Howard Dean. So there's another guy who's none other than Howard Dean in Vermont. Anyway. This guy now, he sent us a press release. We pre-called him only to ask him flat out, are you a quack? Right? You asked him the question, he's nuts?
He said he's not a crackpot.
Now, are you sane?
This guy has a website, and it's the Second Vermont Republic. They're trying to get Vermont to secede from the United States.
Oh, dear.
Let's call him. He says Vermont is very rural. Mm-hmm. It has nothing in common with Los Angeles or Chicago.
True.
Therefore, separating from the Union is the only way to ensure that the Green Mountain State stays green.
Now, come on.
So this guy says he's not nuts.
His name is Thomas. Is it Thomas Naylor?
Naylor.
Yeah.
Naylor?
Naylor?
Hardly knew her. All right, this guy's expecting our call so they won't delete it out.
Right, he's ready for you.
Hello? You yeah, hey, Tom, it's Don and Mike.
Greetings from Vermont.
Well, hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
How are you?
Frigid.
Yeah, right.
It is a frigid in Vermont, sir?
It is indeed.
How frigid is it in particular today?
Around zero today.
Really zero.
But up from minus 15.
Colder than a witch's teeth.
Yeah.
Sir, are you a crackpot?
Am I a crackpot?
Yes.
I've been accused of lots of things, so.
Don't answer a question with a question. Are you a crackpot?
You decide.
No, give me an answer. This is like a self-evaluation. Are you a crackpot?
No.
You are not a crackpot.
Do you live with your mom?
No.
All right. Okay.
I taught economics at Duke University 30 years.
Are you senile?
Am I senile?
Yes.
Hopefully not.
How old are you, sir?
67.
Please don't answer a question with a question.
Possibility.
Have you ever had incestual sex? This has nothing to do with our interview with you.
Never.
It was a topic on the show today.
He says never. He said never.
Just out of curiosity, if you're about that age and you went to Duke, have you ever met Sonny Jurgensen?
No, I taught at Duke for 30 years. I didn't go to Duke.
Oh, did you ever teach Sonny Jurgensen?
No.
Please to describe in detail what you had for breakfast this morning.
For breakfast this morning?
Please
not repeat a question with a question.
What did you have for breakfast, dude?
Mueslix.
Mueslix? Of course, Mueslix.
Sensible. Yeah, all right.
Do they have
breakfast of wackos.
Do they have the umlaut on that? On the, the double
dots? Do they have that on the package of Mueslix?
No.
They do not.
No. Nope.
Sir, why should Vermont secede from the Union? Vermont seems fine exactly right where it is. If I was playing Hollywood Squares, Vermont would be upper right. Say, I'll take Vermont.
From the upper right.
I'll take Vermont to block.
Vermont should split from the Union because basically it's a question of, do you want to go down with the Titanic, or do you want to have alternatives while you've still got options?
And you're saying
our view is that the U.S. has become essentially unsustainable, ungovernable, and unfixable.
Well, have you ever thought that maybe you should go somewhere else rather than try to get the entire state of Vermont to secede?
No, I, you know, we're a democratic state, and we're trying to influence the opinion.
This is a stab in the dark here. I'm just going to ask this question. Is there a chance that you're wearing a red and black flannel shirt with no pants right now?
No, there's no chance.
Okay, are you wearing any kind of flannel?
What's that got to do with the Second Vermont
Republic? Trust me, we've got a profile here, and it's a very important question.
Are you a violent? Are you a violent man, sir?
Absolutely not.
How would you feel if when Vermont secedes from the Union, if it does come to violence? How would you feel? Would you line up with a bayonet, with a gun, with a grenade?
Well, no, I'm a completely non-violent person, and I think that the likelihood of that happening is fairly remote because
how are you going
to be a threat to no one? We have no strategic resources, no military bases. We have no big cities.
Right, you're useless, just like Rhode Island. But you don't hear Rhode Island bitching about it.
We pay closer attention. You know, the war on terrorism, homeland security, the Patriots.
You say you're nonviolent. Have you ever given anyone a Dutch oven?
Have I ever given? What's that got to do with?
I'm just curious, sir. Please,
Vermont Republic.
These are important questions. Have you ever given anyone a Dutch oven?
No, I don't even know what a Dutch oven
is. It's when you fart and you bring the blankets up over your head and the head of your partner.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
No.
You have not.
Right. Now, that's a good thing. That means you may be nonviolent.
You say that Vermont has nothing in common with Los Angeles or Chicago. I tell you, it has everything in common because you know what? You know what's flowing through those people's veins? Red, white, and blue, dude.
I guess we have a somewhat different view of the American empire, as I said before. I really don't think it's...
I think so. Let's be honest now. Vermont is a bench player. If you're looking at the United States of America, no offense to those listening in Vermont, here's your starting lineup for the United States. I think a quarterback, you'd have to go with New York as your quarterback. Your star running back...
You could go with New York as a quarterback.
Your star running back's pipe down. I'm making sense here. Would be California, Texas. Your wideout would be Florida. Your defense is anchored by Illinois.
All the mega states. See, Vermont's different. We're small.
Yeah,
we're more rural.
And that's why you're on the bench.
Violent.
That's why you're on the bench. Every once in a while.
More independent. We have more of a sense of community.
Now, you do have great cheddar.
Every once in a while, you need one of your bench players to come through. Every once in a while, the United States says, you know what? Jesus Christ, we've got two Dakotas. Somebody call North and tell them to do something.
Right.
You're up there.
Yeah, you should have a look at our website, the VermontRepublic.org. It'll fill you.
And you should look at our website, scatlovers.com.
Mr. Naylor?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever put any type of clamp on either one of your nipples?
Why do you think Vermont should secede? Where should they go?
He didn't answer the nipple clamp question. There was silence there. We might have gotten a yes.
I'm assuming that it was yes because he didn't answer.
Have you, Mr. Naylor?
The problem is basically that the United States government is...
Mr. Naylor, I don't mean to interrupt you, but... Mr. Naylor, sir, if I could interrupt, I need an answer to the nipple clamp.
What about
question.
Your nips?
I mean, that's an ane question.
Yeah, well, it's a relevant question as far as I'm concerned, and I just would like a yes or a no. Have you ever put any type of clamp on your nipple?
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, that's a yes. Okay,
that means yes.
Volumes right there.
Now, if you do manage to get Vermont to secede from the Union, where would you go? Would you latch on to Canada?
We would ideally like to connect with New Hampshire, Maine, and the four Atlantic provinces of Canada, and create a little country about the size of Denmark.
And
yeah. Now it's making sense. Denmark.
Oh, yeah. Denmark
is the model. Right. So everyone would be wearing wooden shoes. Would you be the king of this new country?
No, it's not going to have a, you know, it's...
What would be the form of government? Would you have a parliament? Would you have a Congress, a Senate? What would you have?
We'll have whatever kind of government the people of Vermont want to have.
Now,
it's the same kind of government that we've got now. The aim is not to take over the government of Vermont. The aim is simply to leave the United States.
The
United States of America,
you
up to the core.
You commie. How dare you speak this way? Why don't you just drop your passport off at the border and get the HE double toothpicks out of my country?
Sir, let me explain something.
I want Vermont to get out of the country.
My partner is a super patriot, and as a upstanding American citizen who bleeds red, white, and blue, he's personally offended by what appears to be your callous disrespect for the American flag.
I'm wearing a three-point hat.
Well, great.
He's wearing a complete colonial outfit.
Did you teach Howard Dean how to scream?
But unfortunately, I think Howard Dean is a moot point now.
Then why would that be, sir?
I mean, Dean is basically a tough-talking, mean-spirited Bill Clinton who lacks Clinton's intelligence, vision, and charisma.
Hold on. Now we're getting into some real specifics.
There's a certain irony of Dean running for the presidency when there are hundreds of Vermonters who think that Vermont shouldn't even be in the Union.
And probably, I'm guessing, three, maybe four times the number of people who think you're nuts.
That's a possibility.
No, not a possibility.
What if they put you and Howard Dean shoulder to shoulder? Who would they think was more loopy?
Well, the only thing Howard Dean and I have in common is Howard Dean really likes trains, and I like trains too.
You like trains.
Choo-choo Charlie was an engineer. Do you have dreams?
Now we can imagine what was happening down at Duke University. Huh?
Do you have dreams about trains, sir?
No, but trains. Howard Dean actually put in got the feds to build us a commuter train between my village, which is 10 miles from Burlington, and there were 9 trains running a day. The Republican governor came in.
You ever dream about trains going deep into tunnels?
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're in a field of bananas?
I can't say that I've ever...
Have you ever pulled a train, Mr. Naylor?
But I like trains.
Yes, that's fantastic. What are you wearing right now?
What difference does it make?
It's extraordinarily important.
Yeah, why don't you read my new book, The Vermont Manifesto?
Read my new book? I don't have a book, and neither do you.
Okay, check it out on VermontRepublic.org.
Tell me what you're wearing, Mr. Naylor.
I have a gray sweater on.
Is that all?
And nothing else. And it's
you look like Donald Sutherland in Animal House.
Oh, he's reaching into the...
When he's reaching up into the cabinet.
Yeah, the cabinet.
That's exactly what I picture him looking like.
You're a...
One tiny universe.
You are a nut. Vermont is part of the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world. You want to secede?
Well, one of these days, I hope it will not be part of it.
Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, well, this will tell you what you really think of Vermont. What do you like on your pancakes?
Maple syrup, of
course.
Okay,
all right.
What are you going to do when you're not able to have that anymore?
Why would I not be able to have
Because you're not going to be able to have anything that comes from Vermont or New Hampshire or Massachusetts or Rhode Island, any of those states.
Why not?
Because I put the word out on you, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I put the super secret double probation
word
out on
you. Could you give us your approximate height and weight, sir?
I weigh 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And your height?
But what's this got to do with the second?
That's
going to
help us when we install the camera in your television set.
Oh, okay. You want to come up here and check it out and see, you know, last week there were two articles on secession in the Burlington Free Press.
I'm gonna throw out a couple of words. We're going to do word association, okay? You ready? This first word, just tell me, first thing pops in your mind. Shallow grave. First thing that pops in your mind, shallow grave.
But the USA.
Sir. All right, we're going to need your hair and eye color.
Oh, that's good. I have two different colored eyes, one brown and one blue.
Okay, you little husky.
Okay.
Do you have healthy feet and toes?
What has this got to do with the Vermont independence movement?
Were you breastfed as a child?
What has this got to do with the Vermont independence movement?
I bet you like anal, don't you? I bet you do.
Can you curl your tongue?
You're no stranger to anal, are you?
It's always there.
What is the name of this program?
This is the Don and Mike Red, White, and Blue Hour.
Is this the real radio station?
Yeah, it is.
You know what this is? This is probably the real...
Where is this coming from?
The nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
But we're on a radio up there. You can hear us up in Vermont.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, yeah. We're syndicated all over this great land.
Hey, Tom, are you familiar with my movement? My movement had a meeting this morning at about 8:30.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
It was hot in there, though. Jesus Christ.
So we must ask you the question. What can Brown do for you?
Come on, you're crazy, dude, but it's okay.
Thomas, are you having fun with this interview?
Well, it's certainly one, probably the most unique interview I've ever had.
I mean, we were just doing a little scatological humor there, and I would think anyone that taught for 30 years at Duke University, you know. What is your feeling on that? I think, do you think it's a bum rap for the university to be named after, you know, a certain body part?
The ass.
You know, a lot of people do refer to that as their Duke.
You say, boy, my Duke's on fire.
Right. I just had Kung Pao chicken.
I never really spent a lot of time worrying about that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Did you have a nice bowel movement today?
Wow.
If it wasn't nice, that's okay.
This is really amazing that this is coming from a radio station called WJFK.
I guess he didn't because he had Newslinks.
I mean, this is precisely why Vermont wants to leave the United States.
I would
because
think
of
that
guys like you.
Newslinks would cause a phenomenal BM.
Tomorrow.
It's like like fiber bombs.
But yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
High fiber colon.
How many BMs do you average a day?
You know, I'm thinking the whole Mucilage thing, perhaps this is a sensitive subject.
Are your bowels in an uproar? Are you able to have a solid bowel movement?
Mucilage, Mr. Naylor,
yeah.
Preference or necessity?
Yeah, check us out on VermontRepublic.org. If there are any serious people that listen.
How do you feel about the teddy bears?
No, or the Vermont...
What about the teddy bears? What about the teddy bears?
How do you feel about Vermont teddy bears?
They're plants 5 miles from my house.
Wow. And they're fine company. We've done many many advertisements for them.
Oh. You know those bears, they are made out of human remains.
Did you know that, Mr. Naylor?
No, I did not.
They truck in corpses from other states. That's your fine Vermont industry right there.
Do you have Ben and Jerry on board?
Do I have them on board?
Yeah. Ben and Jerry on board with the secession?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Naylor, I distinctly think I heard you chuckle when Don mentioned that the Vermont teddy bears are made from human remains.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Do you like plushies? Do you like plushies? Come on, tell me, you like plushies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mr. Naylor?
Yes?
I have a question for you. What is Soylent Green?
I have no idea.
Soylent Green is people. People, I knew that, right? I knew that. Winner.
What is that?
That's the sound of being a winner on the Dynamite Show. Soylent Green is people.
It's a movie. What is your favorite movie? Mr. Naylor?
I thought we were going to talk about the Vermont independence movement.
Can't you just answer our questions? We are serious interviewers.
When's the last time you had good intercourse?
Excellent question.
To completion. When's the last time? I'll be glad to say, for me, it was a couple days ago.
Who's interested in the Vermont...
Boy, was I ready for it.
Movement.
Ooh, man. Talk about build-up stress. My penis was ready to secede from the rest of my body.
Until last night.
A couple nights ago.
A couple.
Now I'm building up. I'm ready to secede again.
Are your troops massing on the border?
They are.
Very good.
They are.
We don't have any troops.
You don't have any troops? Yeah. And don't you think you're going to need an army if you secede?
No.
He's nonviolent.
Because we're a threat to no one.
You know, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying talking to you.
I think we're going to end it right there. You're right. That's the quote. You are a threat to no one.
You seem like a very nice man. Reassuring.
Thank you for your time, and good luck with getting Vermont seceding from the Union.
Please come with the Vermont Manifesto, VermontRepublic.org.
Please to call us when the secession is completed.
You'll reverse the charges for the international call.
You'll be the first to know.
Okay. And remember, if you want to check out that Vermont teddy bear plant, you can actually smell the carcasses.
Okay, the renderings.
VermontRepublic.org.
Hey, are you going to change the time zone? Do something crazy, like make it 5:30 in the morning.
What will be your state bird?
Yeah, well, we'll think about it.
Uh-huh. What about your state flag?
Actually, the symbol of your country, what will that be?
Yes, good.
Like we have an eagle.
We'll use the flag of the Green Mountain Boys. That's the flag that the second...
What have you done to the Green Mountain Boys?
Not very much.
Have you done anything to the Green Mountain Boys? Be honest now.
Bad touch.
That's right. Pine cones.
Golf balls.
Plenty of those up in Vermont. Mr. Naylor, this has been a slice of heaven talking to you.
Tom?
Tommy?
Yeah?
What if you were to secede and no one noticed?
That would be fine.
Yeah. Have you thought about Broadway?
Yeah.
Have you thought about Broadway?
Have you thought about Broadway?
Yes, you could be in that Broadway show, How to Secede in Business. Without really trying.
No, that's what we're working on.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Naylor, you seem very...
Call me back in 5 years and see if it's as big as...
I'll call you back in 5 years and I'll tell you how the weather is in hell, okay?
Mr.
Okay.
Naylor, I don't want to be cruel to you, but I think there's a very good chance that in 5 years you may be on the other side of that Vermont soil.
Well, that's a distinct possibility.
Tom, think about this. In 5 years, they'll be grinding your bones, they'll be rendering your skin,
and shipping it all down to the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
But if Vermont is a free and independent nation, so be it.
So if it is the will of the new government of Vermont...
Of the people of Vermont, not the government of Vermont. I mean, the government of Washington, D.C. is, you know...
The government of Vermont said to you, Tom, it's your time to be turned into a teddy bear, would you go, okay? If the country of Vermont asked you...
And you know, your friends Ben and Jerry aren't any better. How do you think they get the Chunky and Chunky Monkey?
That's not monkey.
No, I'm sure that you know.
That's human.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we really think Vermont ought to be renamed the Cannibal State. Because half of their industry is really taking human beings that have left this earth and turning them into, you know, byproducts.
And the
syrup.
And you know the slogan, like, live free or die?
Vermont gets accused of lots of things, but that's truly one of the most unique.
I think one of the main things Vermont gets accused of is having nuts. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the kind that squirrels eat. I mean,
or the kind that were in his muselix today.
Right. I mean, like tards, trainables. Grandeur, beyond. You, my friend, you're chosen. You're one of the chosen people.
You're on.
Yeah, what am I chosen for?
You are chosen for...
Be our nut du jour.
No?
Listen.
Now, we've enjoyed every minute of talking to you, Mr.
You're a great guest on our radio show.
And I wish you nothing but the very, very best.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Are you willing to say God bless America? And are you feared within your village? Do the other villagers fear you?
You should read some of the editorials people write.
Would you say, please, now, on this national forum, God bless America?
Come on, Mr. Naylor, do it for America.
Why do you want me to say that?
It'll make our listeners, and it'll make you, and it'll make us feel fantastic.
The only way we can think of to end this phone call. Say it. Say you love America.
Please, Mr. Naylor, I implore you.
But I want to leave America.
I know, but just...
Then why don't you leave?
The Vermont Second Republic is that we want to secede from the United States of America.
Well, how about if you just cross your fingers, put them behind your back, and give us a GMA. GBA.
Why don't you just wish us well?
It's so hard for us to do.
I noticed.
We've been backed into corners all day today.
We sure have.
Break. Any parting words, Mr. Naylor?
Any parting words?
Yes, without plugging your website, any parting words of wisdom?
Have you ever tasted your own love juice?
You guys are too much.
Please, yes, we are.
Please do answer. Have you ever tasted your own...
When I agreed to come on the show, I asked what kind of show it was from the...
What were you told when you asked that question?
Yeah, what did they say?
You covered a wide spectrum of...
of issues.
Of material.
Didn't we? Right. Issues, number
and
one.
You didn't tell me that
two.
You were just totally preoccupied with sex and
yes.
Anal physiology.
If you would simply answer the question, have you ever tasted your own love juice?
Nope.
All right.
All right.
Okay, be that way. Happy New Year, Mr. Naylor.
Good luck.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be watching you.
Great.
Everybody's watching you, sir.
Please. Long live the Second Republic.
Please to wait for a call back to see how this went.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, dude.
He seemed nice.
That was Thomas Naylor.
That's the first time on this show anyone has called their home a village.
All right, Robbie, call them up. You got to call them fast, though.
Are you feared within your village?
The other villagers have gathered outside with pitchforks and torches.
Like Frankenstein. It's Thomas Naylor.
Naylor?
I hardly knew her.
I'm sure it'd be interesting.
He's probably going to be long-winded with Rob, though.
Yeah. It's busy.
It's busy.
Busy.
He's calling his other friends in the village.
Did you hear me? We were scared of you on the radio.
Yeah. Stop making your cuckoo clocks and come to my home.
We were scared.
Come to my thatched hut.
And why didn't you tell them your number three tastes like root beer?
Mr. All right. Naylor.
There you go, Thomas Naylor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right.
Good luck to him.
When we come back, we started this whole incest contest a while ago, and I think we got a winner.
Okay.
So I think we're gonna call the winner and give $100 away.
Yes.
For the incest story, which had something to do with the Super Bowl story. Oh, but God, a phone scan too?
Yeah.
We've not done it today, have we?
Wow.
No, we haven't.
No. All right, your phone calls. No, the incest might just have to roll over till tomorrow's show.
So to speak. Exactly.
Isn't that some old, like, you know, roll your own?
Right.
There's some incest joke I've heard before, something like that. Anyway, your calls. We'll get an incest winner tomorrow.
Very good.
Now your calls. Go ahead, line them up. Get in line to get on the air.
There's the old Karnak joke. Pumpkin. What do they do in West Virginia to keep warm?
Hi-oh! Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. You are live, unscripted, unscreened telephone calls.
Long live the Republic.
Rotating random phone scan. Live, straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight. Proud of it.
Ah, yeah.
It's a new year and time for you to get a new wireless company. Switch to Singular. Take advantage of the amazing deal Singular is offering right now.
You'll be delighted with Singular's rollover minutes.
Only Singular has rollover.
Something you do in incest.
Only Singular lets you keep your number and your unused anytime minutes.
Sign up for Family Talk.
Hey, there you see. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Mike just made the incest joke.
And Singular. No such thing, Joe. And Singular will give you 500 bonus rollover minutes to share. Add a line for $9.99 for a line per month on select plans, starting at just $39.99 a month.
Nationwide long distance included. How about that?
Singular has the newest phones for the new year, like the Motorola V400. It's only $149.99 for a $50 minimum rebate. Got the building camera, picture caller ID, voice dialing, cool ringtones, and it plays all the MP3s that I love.
New year, new wireless company, new script, same number. Make the switch to Singular. Call today, 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details.
See? We can read.
WJFK.
Free Vermont.
The Don and Mike Show.
Free Vermont.
Amen.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... look... let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, witness! Let me tell you something. I'm a husband.
The Don and Mike Show.
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, to answer that question from the clip, the movie Contender, have you ever pictured the vice president doing that? Yes. Last night, constantly, during the State of the Union had press.
Yeah, you were fantasizing?
Look at him, Cheney's just going, yeah.
Dick.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Phone scan right here, right now. Get on the line to get on the air. We do have a brief update for you about the contest.
Oh, good.
They finally have decided, after telling us not to do it, then go ahead and do it, but just give it another name.
Mm-hmm.
They've now come back and said, absolutely not. No new talent show. No nothing. So we've come up with something, and tomorrow we'll give away a trip to the Super Bowl.
Very good. But with the warning that we have to run it by them, whatever we do.
Yeah.
So look forward to maybe more fun and more thrills tomorrow.
I'm not sure. Because they really want us to be spontaneous around here.
Oh, yeah.
They're really behind you around here.
plan.
Anyway, your calls now, and please, no more with the incest emails and faxes. We got enough. We've got a winner, and we'll call the winner and his sister on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, thanks for the serious inquiries only. Send in a late entries to me.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Here we go. Phone scan time. We've not talked to you all day. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Phone scan. Hi.
What's up, man? I'm just calling from D.C., and after hearing that Naylor dude, man, I'm about ready to round up about 10, 15 guys, and I say we invade his village.
Invade his village.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, I was wondering if you caught Steve Kerr's comments about Yao Ming the other night on TNT.
Steve, oh, is Steve Kerr the guy who used to play for the Bulls?
Right.
And no, what did he say?
Hey, it's right here.
Opens up the lead. Look, it's a fadeaway over the 7-foot Dick Chinaman.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
So the way I understand it, Steve Kerr said, over the big 7-foot Chinaman?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He said, look at the fadeaway over the big 7-foot-6 Chinaman.
And
wow.
You taped it.
Man.
That's great. Stand by. Emergency shout out to you, a prize. Let's see, what do we have? Something that would be terribly non-offensive. Oh, you've got the DVD of your choice from Borders. Borders invites you to customize your movie library and build your own DVD box set now at Borders.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dynamite.
Get a DVD. That's a good call. Hold on a second for your prize. Hi, Dynamite Show. Phone scan.
Radio Gods. What's
Howdy.
Up from Las Vegas?
Hi there.
Hey. I think, you know, there's one thing I don't understand. Did you guys change management when Infinity bought you guys out? Or do you still have the same management you had all along?
Same management. We just don't bitch about them as much. It's just sometimes, like today, they're just so stupid we can't help but talk about it.
I mean, they're just ripping you off on this whole NFL thing. They know what you guys are like. You guys have been doing this for, you know, ever and a day.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, I mean, it saddens me to even hear that they might even threaten to pull the whole thing. I mean, you guys, what you need to do with it is, like you said, get somebody who doesn't like football, but then just to top it off, somebody who can't stand AOL.
Sir, listen, please, you're reading my mind. We're way ahead of you.
Right.
Tomorrow, we'll give away the Super Bowl trip. Now, here's the only thing. It might not be to one of our loyal listeners.
Right.
Who has sat through all of these contests and listened to all the contest announcements. Because to truly find somebody who doesn't like football, we're going to have to call people out of the phone book.
Yeah, totally at random.
Because we can't trust you guys to say, do you know someone who doesn't like football?
You'll just say you don't. And
ideally, we're going to just be calling random people at random out of the phone book. Off the year, of course, we've got the whole phone rule thing, but you got to say, you like football? Hopefully we get someone. No. Would you ever go to the Super Bowl? No. Congratulations, you've won a trip.
And it's either that or your worst computer horror story.
Yeah. One or the other would definitely work. That would definitely work, guys. I mean, I think it's a total shame.
That's the backup. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you while you were on AOL?
Oh, you got the virus when? Oh, dear, no. Yeah, what the...
Oh, was that it froze on the instant message screen?
Oh, my God.
And you did control, delete, alt, and still nothing happened. Nothing happened? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. I was wondering when you were going to talk to Leah Remini's unborn baby.
Oh, we should do that bit sometime. You know, we haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah, the baby could probably give us a real good perspective on Vivian's.
I'll write it down. Thank you. Thank you. That's a good call, too. Thank you.
Surprise.
What?
Could I have a prize?
No. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's the status of your restaurant, and where is it, and when can I have a suggestion for a dessert item?
You will have details coming up in the month ahead.
I would like you to take some chocolate cake and put some cherry sauce on it, and you can call it a bloody stool.
Okay. Done. That'll pack them in.
That'll sell like
so
crazy.
To speak.
Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, Don, you know the best thing about your $5,000 basket of crap?
Oh, the one that my wife won at the shopping mall? What's that?
The fact that you're going to be paying taxes on that $5,000.
Yeah, well, you know...
You picture this guy just sitting there going, hey, I got some news for you. You're paying taxes.
Yeah, and you know what?
What's that?
I got so much money, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but there's not a there's not a funny answer to that.
Yeah. He poops 20s, okay, smart guy?
You're gonna pay taxes on that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what that is? It's cigar money.
Yeah. How do you like that, big man? Go back to eating your Big Mac.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scam. That was awful. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, it was funny. You didn't mean it? Not really?
Well, true.
Yes, true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Incest is still alive and well in Georgetown, Delaware. But as far as the Super Bowl tickets, if you have to give them away, give them to a blind person.
Well, Robbie did mention. Was he who mentioned Blind Glenn?
No.
Somebody mentioned, maybe was it you, Mike?
I am blind.
No.
Somebody today mentioned to me, oh, was it you, Buzz?
No, a blind. This guy's blind. Who's calling? He said.
Are you blind?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
We could have just a whole, I mean, how many do you think? We could probably get a whole phone bank of blind people and have some sort of competition.
A lot of blind listeners.
Mm. Yeah, Describe your best moment.
How would we prove they're blind? The only guy that we know is blind is a
They'd
guy
have to drive
Vegas.
Down here to the station.
Put your dog on the phone.
I'll tell you what. Here you go. Hold on. Wait a minute. Kiss. Speak.
Got a dog.
Speak. Come on. Give him a speak.
I like the idea of sending a blind person.
Hey, but listen, the deal, though, is that people who haven't been cursed by God also have dogs, though.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd be able to. They'd at some point have to. We could figure out a way to confirm the fact that they are blind. There would be information that they would have. Well, sir, you're a blind guy. Let me ask you a question. What would be the best way for us to verify if people were really without?
And photocopy our state visually impaired card.
Okay, and you can fax that to us?
Yes.
Well, how do you use the fax? No, that's
now, they got the bumps on it.
That's right, the braille.
They have the pimples on it.
I also work for a blind organization at Dover Air Force Base.
How many blind people do you think we can get in this competition?
Christ, we got a lot of them.
I could get you definitely 8 from where I work.
Yeah, dozens.
But how many? I don't know how good I feel about blind people working at an Air Force base.
Why?
Well, they're not air traffic controllers.
I don't know that. How do I know this guy's not a pilot or...
That's why I work
in supply. All right, supply. Get out of here. You're good. That's a good idea. All right,
thank you. And good luck.
We might send blind people. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
That way it could
funny.
Be a listener. And
how about a blind person and a deaf person?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Phone scan. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. You know, this NFL is real uptight, but don't they have the lingerie bowl at halftime?
No, there is the lingerie bowl, but that's not affiliated with the NFL.
Somebody else.
You know, the NFL...
What, are you blind?
The NFL sells a ton of sex. Mm-hmm. But I still believe, to this moment, in this whole controversy, that they've never even been... The NFL PR department has never been apprised about this.
I agree.
Apprised, whatever the word is, about this. No one told them.
I think what we're doing is what we've been doing, and it's mellow, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. I just, the guy in Vermont.
Right.
Yeah, he's, a little wacky. But where he is in Vermont, in Burlington, that's kind of like, nothing like the rest of Vermont. Kind of like the way northern is different.
Right.
Than
and you're one of those guys calling in to say he doesn't represent all of us, right?
What kind of, I don't live in
Vermont. Right. Okay. Thank you. How about if we sent someone with a very contagious disease?
Ah, yes, yes. A communicable disease.
Someone with the flu. With
the sickest person. Person with the worst cold.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Person with the worst stomach flu.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Here, pass this
beer. Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there. You're on the air for the phone scan. Hi.
Hi there. I'm actually calling because I need a little bit of guidance.
All right, go ahead. We're here.
Okay, my guidance is this. I've been married for 2 years to a great guy, but the difficulty I'm having is...
Either because you said the word sex after you said the word oral, so
sorry
about that. Say it all
my
again.
Apologies. Okay, my difficulty is that I've been married to my husband, who's wonderful, for 2 years, and he's not very good at...
Oral. Your husband is not good at oral.
That is correct.
Well, have you communicated with him what you like?
I've tried to. I think part of it is perhaps stubbornness on his part. I think a lot of men think that they know how to do things and don't need any guidance.
Honey, if I may ask you a most personal question, are you clean?
Sure.
Are you clean? Are you decent?
I am clean as a whistle, and in fact, I have a Brazilian wax most often.
Oh, bless your heart.
Wow.
You know, maybe you just...
you got to talk to him. You got to tell him what you want.
Maybe you just don't taste it.
I know.
Give him a book.
Well, I try, right? I mean, for me, I'm almost 30, and he's just a few years older, so it's not like we haven't experienced things before each other.
Well, I don't know. The only thing I would say is perfume it up.
That solves everything.
Well, does he like it?
Does he seem to enjoy it?
Absolutely. In fact, I couldn't keep him away from there if I tried, but it's kind of like, you know, I might as well be knitting a sock at this point in time because
what you really have to do, and again, we are bound by these rules, but we have to be very specific. You know that new model of the Ford Taurus, the CLI Taurus?
Oh, the CLI Taurus,
yes,
right?
Yes, what you want to do is really show him where it's at.
Yeah, does he spend too much time there?
And tell him to go at it like an all-day sucker.
I see. Okay. Now, I also know you guys have had people on the show that are sexperts, I guess you could call them.
Yeah, you tell them to go to the experts, but I mean, does he have a light touch or a heavy touch?
You know, it's kind of back and forth. There's really no rhyme or reason half the time.
So there's no rhythm.
Let me just ask you something.
Sure.
How good are you?
Quite frankly, I'm actually quite excellent. Yeah.
Quite excellent.
at giving him oral.
Absolutely very good.
Do you always keep the change?
You know, quite frankly, I've kept the change on occasion, yes.
All right. On occasion. How do you feel about a facial?
You know what? I'm not opposed to the facial, but I think I've taken one in the eye too many times, so...
Oh, God.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Oh, dear, you sound like a fun-loving gal.
You might be all right.
Hey,
I'm sorry
we couldn't
help you.
I love my husband, and I'm willing to absolutely have a fantastic sex life throughout our marriage, so I'm willing to try just about anything.
Does he have buck teeth?
No, he's great looking. He's got all the things that you're supposed to have. There's no shortcomings there.
Why don't you just buy him one of those tools? Let him go down there and work on you with that thing, like a Black and Decker thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We might have to do that.
You know, just take the mouth out of it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. Problem solved. And you're the last person on the phone scan. So listen, you
want
the DVD of your choice from Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank Betsy Line One for calling. Betsy, if you will hold on, I'm sure your husband Alan wants to talk to you.
Great. Thank you, guys. Don and Mike, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening, honey. Hold on.
Bye.
That was the general manager's wife calling.
That was wonderful. What a wonderfully interesting call.
Well, good phone scan. Great idea about the blind people. We'll get a blind person and a deaf person to go to the Super Bowl. We'll do it on tomorrow's show. And then the deaf person will have to sign the game for the blind guy. Hold on, let me see.
No.
Isn't that right?
No, that's not going to work.
Hold on. One of them can see, and one of them can't see, right? So you got the blind
guy. Yeah, for the purposes of radio, it might really work best with two blind people.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a blind couple.
One man found a way.
Or just two blind buddies.
Yeah, his people. He made
best blind people win.
Buzz, listen, we'll do this tomorrow. Let's call Alan.
Now that's the way we're going to give it away. We're going to give it away to blind people.
Give them the great news.
Oh, my God.
That they shouldn't have a problem with that. Oh, and everybody, that, as I mentioned, that sent us your incest stories, no problem. We have a winner. We'll announce it tomorrow. We'll still give away $100 for that contest. Oh, and what a shock. He's not going to pick up the phone. Well, we'll just leave him the voicemail so that he won't call me tonight on the way home.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to get that whole conversation again.
Hello, this is Alan Line One. Broadcasting WJMK.
I'm a schmuck.
I'm unavailable right now.
This is Alan Line One. I'm a total tool.
A brief message, and I'll get back to you.
This is Alan Line One. I can't believe I still have a job.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Alan, Don and Mike,
we decided how we're going to give away the trip to the Super Bowl, Alan.
We're going to give the trip away tomorrow on the show to two blind people.
See if any of the biggies can get their panties in a wad about that one.
See if the NFL or AOL is pissed off about that. I'd like to see that.
See if they want to pick on blind people.
So that's what we're doing tomorrow. Oh, and Alan, just for you, we're still doing the incest contest. We're just giving away $100. Oh, and your wife just called. about that, about your problem down there.
Yeah, we straightened her out.
All right, anyway, don't call me on the way home. Thanks. Bye. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, a prestigious university celebrates King Day with fried chicken and collard greens.
Oh, God.
A major university.
Oh, my.
Let me say, here at Rob Spiewak Academy,
we think you could have selected a better menu.
Oops, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, don't go to break yet. Don't go to break yet because the Stay Tuned thing wasn't
ready. Stay tuned.
There it is.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very...
Cited rational.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread.
Like in Vermont.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Like in Vermont. Time for Buzz's new show brought to you tonight by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed clinically tested and Viramax works.
Hello.
Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it. Tell me Viramax 1-888. Try VMAX. Hey, great news that I heard as I was walking. Why did you write down Starberry?
Well, what song is this?
Oh, Starberry. Starberry, letter 23. Let me say hi to Bob Mailman.
There you go.
Right now, hey, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry.
There you go.
So I'm going down the hall to take a leak, mm-hmm. and I hear from behind me, you know, Alan.
Yoo-hoo!
Hey, Don. And I said, I'm going to the bathroom. I just talked to them. It's okay. The contest is okay.
I mean, the blind thing.
Yeah. That's okay. Uh-huh. Well, really, Alan? What if it was a blind punt pass and kick competition?
And we have to give credit where credit is due from the mind of Joe Arden.
Now that's
Joe.
Now that's good. Now that means we have to get all the blind people, and then you run into the problem of, you know, you know me. I love doing the Lucy and Charlie Brown thing, even if they're blind.
Yeah, pulling the ball away.
Pull the ball away.
Yeah, oh,
and
man.
Then you're looking at Lawsuit City. Yeah.
Broken coccyx.
So we'll keep it to the phone calls tomorrow to win the trip to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
Courtesy of AOL Top Speed.
I'd like to encourage all our blind listeners to participate.
AOL or broadband, AOL Top Speed makes your webpage load faster. And broadband. Hard to hear, but I just read it. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. There were all kinds of events celebrating the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at prestigious Northwestern University on Monday. But very few students at that suburban Chicago school attended those functions.
Is that the Northwestern?
That's the Northwestern.
The Wildcats?
That's
right.
The
okay.
one. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, very prestigious school. Lots more of the students could be found not at those functions, but instead at Norris Hall enjoying a huge and tasty buffet. The invitations asked the students to join, quote, in honoring Martin Luther King Jr. with a special lunch, end quote. It was special in a racially stereotypical way.
Mm-hmm.
There was fried chicken and collard greens and cornbread.
Oh, this am the best Martin Luther King food I ever ate.
No, word is the food was poorly prepared, even.
They didn't even make the good food?
Apparently, this is not the best chicken I've ever had.
Didn't even do it well.
Not like Loretta Lynn with her Crisco commercials.
One student wrote the campus paper.
Do you remember back in the day? Excuse me.
When Loretta Lynn used to do Crisco?
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
And she had some dumb catchphrase of the year. It was something like, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
She had some dumb catchphrase.
Yeah, and it was popular.
What is it, Robbie?
And I help?
And I help.
No, that's Wessonality.
Yeah, or
is
something.
That?
I think so.
I don't know.
I remember.
What is it? You got it? What is it?
It's great for chicken and even better for sex.
Yeah, that's her catchphrase.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone will call with it. Anyway, Buzz.
She was making Crisco when she was doing those commercials.
Natural.
Yeah.
All natural. Hold on. Maybe someone's got the answer.
Hope
here.
So.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, y'all need to get the blind people to take some pictures at the Super Bowl for y'all.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Thank you. Enjoy the chicken. I guess no one's calling with the...
Apparently
whatever.
The Loretta Lynn catchphrase.
For Crisco.
Years ago.
I mean, you had to be our age.
Crisco.
Yeah.
What
so is right,
and I have.
Because
that was some catch commercial.
So that was another, like, cookie thing or
and
something.
I help.
Because it was a little girl. It was a little girl that would say, and
right,
I help.
Right, right.
And
good.
I know it. Got it.
What?
Winner. Cool. Winner. Yeah. Shake and bake.
That's right.
Shake and bake. And I help.
And I help.
And I help.
That's right. You should
know that. Absolutely.
One student wrote the
campaign. Hold on, Buzz. Let's see if we have it. What did Loretta Lynn say? Do you have it?
It was Loretta Lynn's daughter who would call up and say, and I help.
No, that's Shake and Bake. No, you're not right. No. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm sure that's Shake and Bake. Don and
right.
Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what did Loretta Lynn say? Do you know?
I believe she said, if it's got to be good, it's got to be Crisco.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it might be. I think it'll jump out at us.
Don and Mike, hello. Oh, all right. Somebody else thought that. One more. Oh, never mind. Forget it. Hey, Charlie, would you look it up on the internet?
Sure, I will.
Thank you.
All right.
I mean, today, please.
What is that? What is that? This has been a goofy day around
That's
here.
That's attitude.
Yeah, is that attitude
That's
he's got?
Attitude.
Oh, God.
And I know my name for Christmas. So it makes me horny.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Is he calling? You got it already? Hello?
That was no attitude.
Attitude.
You know the difference.
Right. Yeah, I've seen his attitude.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, no, it was Crisco. Put your fist in it.
Joe says he's got it on line four. Hold on, let's go to line four. Hello, you got it? What is it?
Crisco will do you fine every time.
I believe it's something like that.
That sounds very close.
Well, if not, do you fine, it'll do you... hold on. Do you right. Does that sound right to anybody?
It'll do you fine every time.
It'll do you right.
Do you fine every time.
Crisco, hold on. Put your fist in it.
You might win a prize. Hold on. Anyway, hold on. Buzz had a great story here.
Oh,
about
so
a very uplifting story about
stereotypical food. I think back to the whole Fuzzy Zeller Tiger Woods controversy.
You just don't expect this from us from any school, much less Northwestern.
Welcome to Northwestern University.
One student wrote the campus paper to express her sadness over it, accusing the school of emphasizing the color of King's skin over the importance of his work.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like white meat or dark meat?
I don't know.
Here's another guy who says he has it. What is it?
It ain't cooking if it ain't Crisco.
That sounds better.
I don't think that's it, though. Here's another guy who says he has it. What is it? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what is it, the Crisco thing?
If there's blood in my chicken, there's blood in my stool.
Oh, no. It was...
Go ahead.
I know, I remembered it. It was Crisco. Blow me.
Martha Stewart looked grim but sharp as she entered a Manhattan courthouse yesterday wearing what one paper called sexy high-heeled boots and a $6,000 purse.
It's a good thing.
She answered not guilty to the charges. The domestic divas accused of using insider information to dump stocks that were about to go south.
She's gotten her fingers in some Crisco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. After she
makes her own, too.
Yes, she does.
After she entered her plea, the process of jury selection began. That's expected to wind up by tomorrow evening, or Friday evening, opening statements next week. As for Martha's $6,000 purse and the $1,000 clutch she carried with it, one jury expert says if somebody knows how much that bag costs, it could offend them. You run a risk. A female supporter from New Jersey, wearing a chef's hat, shouted, "You go, girl," at Martha.
Crisco, the other white goo.
Hey, you got
they
it? What
should
is
use
it?
That.
Hello?
Yeah. Crisco, your butt won't hurt.
All right, now everybody's
trying.
Everybody's taking their funny pills today.
I'm having fun with it, though.
Good one.
It's Crisco. It's like pig pudding.
Crisco. Hey, I see a big radio buy coming up.
Sure. Meanwhile, on another coast, at the Robert Blake murder trial, prosecutors are asking the judge to keep the victim's reputation out of it.
You liked it, did you, Crisco? You liked it so bad?
I tell you, the first day I was in prison, I got my indoctrination to Crisco.
Did you like it? You like it so bad?
And I'll tell you, I liked it so bad. Crisco, I even came up with my own theme for
really?
It. My own slogan, if you will.
What is it, Robert?
Crisco makes it go in and out easier. There you go. Crisco, I can even do my bird.
Churchill.
They say that just because she may have been a bad person, the victim, or crazy, doesn't mean she deserved to be killed.
Yeah, well, she liked that restaurant I like so bad.
There's evidence to support both theories. Bonnie Lee Bigley had a criminal past, used drugs, and played sex-related con games. She wrote lots of letters to prisoners and sent pictures. Prosecutors are also asking that the nude photographs of Bonnie be kept out of the trial.
Crisco, better than butter and light as a fetter.
They want no mention of Christian Brando, son of Marlon, who was one of Bonnie's lovers.
Hold on, here's another one. Now, again, I don't think these are jokes.
Right.
I just see a check mark.
Serious
phone. Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yeah.
What I remember Loretta Lynn saying was,
It would do you proud every time.
You know, that might really
It'll
be
it. It'll do you proud.
That might be it.
It'll do you proud every time.
Really, we're asking the wrong segment of our... We need to ask all the necks.
Call
do
a guy in
ye proud.
Call a guy in Vermont.
Say I'm out of neck.
Well, no, obviously some non-necks know it, but I would think you're real necks, and I'm appealing now to anyone, well, basically anyone listening to this show.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where they live. But I think you might have it. Crisco, it'll do you proud every time.
I think that's exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm. While I got you on the line, you guys sent me to Iceland a couple years ago. I never got to thank you. I really appreciated it.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
Thank you. Thank God that trip wasn't sponsored by AOL. Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, you did us proud. Good night.
Thank
you.
Good
night.
Goodbye.
Good night.
First, it was the ACLU. Now some of America's doctors say they want Rush Limbaugh's medical records kept secret. Three doctors' groups, two of them centered around pain relief, have filed their own court papers arguing for the protection of doctor-patient privilege.
Gee, why do you think that would be, Buzz?
Because he took painkillers?
Do you think?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Do you think that these guys maybe write all these prescriptions all the time and they don't want to get their teeth caught in the ringer?
Of course not. Yeah, they want to protect the doctors that are writing, you know, thousands of pill prescriptions.
Now, let me just say what I think everybody's thinking right now. Where are these doctors?
Help us out.
Right, where are these doctors that just write prescriptions for what, and I've never taken it, but I understand that this OxyContin, it is like...
It's great.
It's supposed to be...
For hearing,
yeah. Yeah, supposed to be...
I want to find it in...
You shut up, Buzz.
I'm sorry. I want the OxyContin in dissolving tablet form, like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. How many have you taken, really? Have you ever taken OxyContin?
I've never touched it.
You never have?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I...
I want one. The year is young.
I spoke to Dr. J, who told me he did give them to you. And so did Dr. No. So did Dr. Detroit. So did Dr.
Strangelove.
Giggles. Kildare.
Uh-huh.
Ardinger.
Somebody call for a doctor?
Dr.
Joe.
Dr. Ardinger.
Someone call for a doctor?
Hi, Joe. I'm familiar with the oxys.
Ah, here we go.
Do you get now, what's the high you get from it? Is that equated to another street drug? Is it like pot? Is
He's
it
got
like
his serious business?
Is it like pot? Is it like coke? Is it like I've never? Well, that's all
it's
I've
like
done.
Like two Lorset.
What's a Lorset?
That's about a 10 milligram.
Is it like a lewd?
No, it's a painkiller.
Uh-huh.
So it just makes you kind of loopy.
It's like a Vicodin or anything else, but
it's a tranquilizer kind of.
Right?
It's
not a tranquilizer.
Is it like a super Vicodin though?
Oh yeah.
Well, there you go.
Does it make you feel good?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I could stare at the walls for hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On a 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
Oh, it's an e-ticket, as they say in Disney World.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate staring at walls?
E-ticket.
Joe. Thanks, Joe.
There you have it.
There he is, Joe Ardinger.
Very good, Joe. Prosecutors want the records brought out in court to prove that Rush went doctor shopping, an illegal attempt to get multiple prescriptions for the pills to which he's addicted. Like the ACLU, the doctors say it's a question of privacy, and that if Rush's privacy is violated, then any of us could face the same fate.
Right, and of course these are the doctors who write the phony prescriptions.
Well, and that's not the only thing people would see. People might learn, for example, about our hemorrhoids.
So what about them?
Do we want that? Do we want people? Do we want that in the paper?
I don't want that released to the public.
Uh-huh.
They look like cabbage.
My hemorrhoidal tissues
floating. Robot, where's the Crisco? Baby Blues, rub them on my roids. My roids will do you right every time, Rush
Limbaugh.
Crisco, rub it and blow.
The lawyers on both sides in the Michael Jackson case are asking the judge to ease up on the gag order. They say things are being reported in the media.
You know, I could make a joke and I won't. Yeah. But you folks, go ahead, make your own gag order joke. Just think of...
Too easy? Is that what it is? Does it fall under the heading of too easy?
Yeah, right. And we've done the whole incest thing today.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's more fun to talk about Crisco.
But make your own gag joke.
This is Michael Jackson. I'd love your kids to come over for my big Crisco party.
The lawyers say...
You're blind kids.
My blind Crisco party.
The lawyers... say things are being reported in the media they cannot dispute because they're not allowed to talk to reporters.
We're going
to
play Find the Gourd.
The judge issued the gag order in the first place so the case wouldn't be tried in the media. Now lawyers on both sides argue that with the gag order, potential jurors will hear things that will make a fair trial impossible.
Listen, I'm very serious. You'd have to go to Mars to find somebody who doesn't know that Michael Jackson is a freak kid toucher.
Of course. Michael's latest accuser, meanwhile, has reportedly taken a turn for the worse. The boy has cancer. A former lawyer for the boy's family says the family's in seclusion and trying to avoid media reports about the case.
Do you have love cancer?
No.
I don't know.
Some of you blind kids.
Donald, Don Biden, Donald,
find the length of pipe in the Crisco.
Buzz, yep.
You know he's doing that, and you're doing that. What's the next story? We'll break before your next story
tonight. Donald Trump gets knocked down a peg.
Oh right, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. He's on against you know what
yeah.
tonight, right?
Rain.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's see. Friday, we're giving away a DVD player. Courtesy of Abadabba Jake, Body by Jake.
Wow.
A DVD copy of Body by Jake, Strength Training 101 for Women, now available. Sculpt the body you've always wanted. Also on Friday, we're giving away the ultimate WWE grand prize. Dinner for two at Hooters for SmackDown at the MTI Center. You get to sit ringside next to two Hooters girls.
Wow.
Catch all the action up close and see over 25 of your favorite WWE superstar wrestlers.
All right.
Courtesy of Hooters. We'll do that later this week. And, of course, tomorrow, the trip to the Super Bowl for two of our blind listeners.
Yes, line them up.
And now
or line up yourselves.
They couldn't do... They'd have to be lined up.
I think they can do amazing things. With
yeah.
the with the cane and the dog and stuff, I think we're going to be fine.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Donald Trump may, in fact, get knocked down a peg tonight. He was riding high after the ratings he'd enjoyed for the 2 weeks his new reality show followed Friends. But tonight, The Apprentice goes up against the unstoppable American Idol. Quoting Trump, I think we'll do well. I like to win. I really like to win.
Get ready to lose, jackass.
But we can't wait to hear what Simon says after tonight. Trump's show debuted with 18 million viewers. Idol debuted this year with 28 million.
A couple of things about American Idol, and I'll keep the comments very brief because I know we're running out of time here. First, I told this to Mike up in the office, mm-hmm. maybe after the first one or today.
Right.
Check out Simon's shirts that he's not wearing off-the-rack T-shirts. He's wearing what looks like...
Specialty.
Maybe it looks like the fabric that Under Armour is made out of.
Yeah, kind of a Lycra spandex type of material.
Yeah, and man, it's baggy, and it's exactly the shirt. I swear I didn't know. It's exactly the shirt Buzz is wearing under his pullover today.
He's taking his pullover. Oh, he saw some skin there.
Look at this. Buzz is wearing...
It's tough to get those shirts off when they're that tight.
My Simon shirt.
That is... Okay,
But Simon's are tighter.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's a man that's wearing tighter shirts than you.
Now, Buzz, what is that, a cotton shirt, or is that...
It's stretchy stuff. It's a jockey. It's made by jockey. It's nothing fancy.
It's Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. It's a space-age polymer, Don.
That's right. Just, you know, don't get any open flames near it.
So tonight, when you're watching American Idol, check out Simon's shirt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And also... don't waste money on his book, for God's sakes. But
no.
If you want to read something funny, like go to MSNBC.com where they have excerpts from his book, or FoxNews.com, because he does write some pretty cold SHI
yeah.
about Paula Abdul and,
oh,
about, and about,
really?
About Randy Jackson.
Well, he doesn't like anybody. That's good.
No, yeah. Well, it's been a couple of years. Oh, Donald Trump's hair. I got to talk about that. It's generating a lot of talk.
I think under that big coif, he looks like the abominable Dr. Fives. He's got bald and blue veins.
Well, yeah. There is a comb over that defies the word comb over.
I call it a comb around.
Well, some people have said that he's got hair.
Oh, yeah.
That he's not bald under there, but he might be.
Yeah, I think he is.
Mike has a great theory I like. It's made of cotton candy.
Certainly made in one of those machines. Well, his hair is generating a lot of talk. In fact, lately, more than it ever has. It's been a couple of years since Letterman's top 10 list of names of the Donald's hair, including at number 5, Unbeweavable, and at number 1, the Taj Mahal helmet.
Hey, you know, I haven't seen that yet, but I did see, you know... The thing with Letterman is...
Right. Well, these are from a couple of years ago that Letterman did these jokes. Now other people are doing them.
Well, there was a Letterman I was watching over the weekend from a couple of weeks ago, and he had a segment on what's the deal with Donald Trump's hair.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was just Donald Trump being interviewed, and they just had a freeze frame.
Yeah.
And now here, as he does always, to screw up whatever we're talking about, is super producer Charles Broyhill.
That's all I've been able to find.
Oh, no, hold on. He did his homework. I take it back.
What's that?
Of course he did.
But this is not the slogan.
That's all I've been
is this Crisco again?
Yeah.
Cooks who know trust Crisco.
I think Crisco's had a lot of slogans.
Yeah.
But there was one that Loretta Lynn
right, and I think hers was, it'll do you proud.
Yeah. I think so. Or do you right.
It'll do you proud. Or, no. Crisco,
do me.
That's it.
Crisco, it don't make me itch.
No. It was Crisco, do me, and then on TV she would point to herself and she'd go, back here.
Times like this, I wish Mike still dated Sissy Spacek.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Oh, that's right. That's Rebo.
Mm-hmm. Rebo.
Rebo McIntyre.
Not Carrie. Well, not Carrie. I mean, and I don't mean your Carrie, the Carrie.
That's fine.
Character that
it's
Sissy Spacek played.
She's
you know,
fine. Yeah. They're all Rebo.
All right. What time is it?
Wow. Now, Leno's making jokes about Trump's hair as well, and Pat O'Brien asked Trump about his hair on Access Hollywood last week. Trump tells USA Today he's never had a stylist, quoting him, maybe that's the problem, and maybe there's hope. He says he's not up for a makeover by the queer guys, quoting Trump again, I'm not particularly thrilled with the way they look. Then he pauses, smiles, and tells the reporter, that would get good ratings, wouldn't it?
He's not a stylist, so he doesn't cut his own hair.
He's got to have somebody that does that. He's got to have maybe it's on the side of his head, the bald spot, but he's got a gigantic bald spot somewhere.
Maybe he's got a soft spot.
Like a baby?
Yeah. Like he'll take the hair off and there'll be something pulsing.
As long as we're on the topic, because this is very convoluted to get to this point, American Idol on tonight, meaning that Donald Trump's show will get killed in the ratings.
Right.
Most likely, American Idol becomes popular. The shows that are on after American Idol become popular, too, like the show 24
right.
and The O.C., which is on against King of Queens with Lisa Remedy, who was mentioned on today's show.
Right. Yes, we're going to be speaking to her baby soon.
And I know that her name is Leah Remedy.
Yes.
Remedy. And now I'm doing the fake name. I know her real name.
Screwing ourselves up.
Anyway, here's a CBS factoid that I don't know if you know, or that we've even mentioned on the show. Leslie Moonves, who's the president of CBS, we've had a couple of run-ins with him.
Right.
He's dating someone who works for CBS. Someone very prominent who works for CBS.
Right.
Do you know who?
Yeah.
Who?
The Chen.
Yeah, right.
The lady from CBS Morning News.
Julie Chen.
Yeah, I was going to say Harry Smith. Because I didn't know that you knew.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about it before.
I did not remember.
Yeah, you talked about it for...
I did not remember. Was it last week? I forgot.
He had it when it broke?
And they had a three-way with Yao Ming.
Me so sorry. Oh, the 7-foot Chinaman.
Les said that it finally got to a point where Andy Rooney was too old.
He had a comb-over.
He did.
Rooney loves Crisco.
Oh, it'll do you proud. Back here.
He puts it in his eyebrows.
The other thing being talked about today is the screeching of Democratic presidential hopeful Howard Dean, as Don mentioned earlier.
There he is.
That's not him, but
it sure sounds like it.
He was just out of his mind screaming these states that he was going to...
Rolling up his sleeves in a really, like, manic, weird way, like he wanted to fight somebody.
Arkansas! Ah! Yeah, and his scream at the end...
It was like...
Yeah, it scared people. Well, and there's one more story from Iowa about former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Hold on, Buzz. We do have, thank you, Johnny, in the back room. We do have the tape of Howard Dean screaming.
Congratulations. This is Max Blair Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There he is.
That's Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. HD.
So Rudy Giuliani was there in Iowa to campaign for the president when fellow Republican Congressman Jim Leach declared that Rudy would make a good candidate in 08. But what Jim said to the crowd was, 1908. The crowd applauded with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
No, they didn't laugh, actually. They cheered.
Oh.
They applauded with enthusiasm, either because they didn't catch the mistake or just didn't care.
Have some Crisco.
Wow. What I'm about to say isn't necessarily true. It's speculation. I'm speculating that math genius Stephen Hawking is protecting his wife. Police want to talk with either one of them, either Stephen or his wife.
Could he be in the contest tomorrow?
This is the story. No, because he's only crippled.
Oh, that's right. He's not
blind. He's not blind.
Okay.
We had this yesterday on the show.
Yeah, this is a follow-up to that.
Stephen Hawking's wife.
Police wanted to talk to her.
Wife beats him up.
Yeah, and leaves him out in the sun.
We don't know that for a fact. But
well, he had a heat stroke.
It appears to be a pattern of abuse, according to police. Stephen's kids agree with this. They point to 3 years ago when Stephen got a broken wrist and a gash on his face. Stephen Hawking says, that happened when he fell out of his wheelchair. Last year, he was found in the garden, as we mentioned, suffering from sunburn and heat stroke as if someone had left him there.
I
getting really hot out here. Please, someone help me.
What a bitch. And there are other cases of what appear to be beatings, but Hawking now says he's gone public, he's made a statement, he says no one is trying to hurt him, and he's telling reporters to stop asking questions.
Please give me some SPF.
What is it? It's
SPF 50.
SPF 50. I'm burning.
He's calling it a non-story. Police are...
Someone covered me with baby oil and said, look at me, I'm a hot dog. Hot dog.
It's not baby oil, it's Crisco. Police are not giving up, though. They point to a medical condition that makes people hurt others to draw attention to themselves. They seem to be focused on that.
Yeah, and as far as his talking is concerned, you could doctor tapes.
Yeah, true.
George Michael.
I know, makes no sense.
In sports, the judge in the murder trial of NBA star Jason Williams issued a gag order yesterday after Williams made a teary-eyed appearance on 2020.
Again with the gag order, like with Michael Jackson in the gag order.
Williams is accused of killing his limo driver with a shotgun in an alcohol-fueled rage. He says the gun went off accidentally. The judge says the TV interview was clearly designed to influence the jury pool. Quoting the judge, this has got to stop.
Don't worry, it was on 2020. Nobody saw it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, it's not every day someone offends an entire country, but a comedian did. Hey. British comic Joe Brand caused a real stink during a Christmas show on the BBC.
His brother's name.
And fire.
Firebrand. Mm-hmm. She offered, this comedian, offered to play...
And of course, his fat brother...
Huh?
Broad.
Broadband.
Oh, what is it? Again? What is it?
Brand.
Oh, brand, not band. Excuse
me,
Mike.
You got that on the brain.
Mike, it's this whole AOL.
Yeah.
AOL over broad.
Yeah, they are.
Broadband.
Yeah.
Broadband.
Here's how the comedian did it. She offered to play the national anthem of Albania with her colon. That's right. She offered to make the music by breaking wind. Albanians who live in Britain were not amused. They thought the offer was... disrespectful.
It's terrific.
Come on.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I see we got 10 seconds. Do you have enough time for the story about the NFL letting the cripple girl down?
I don't know if I can do it in 10.
Just summarize it as a tease for tomorrow's news.
Okay, tomorrow. I promise. We've been trying to get to this. The NFL has crushed the dream of a dying girl and the dream she had for other dying children.
Oh, no.
That's tomorrow on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
No!
I only mentioned it because of the whole nudity thing today with the NFL.
Tomorrow will be good, too.
All right. Well, that's it. We got to see you. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. And tomorrow, Joe's movies, the marijuana movie.
Yes.
And also, we'll have the incest winner.
Yes.
And we'll do the contest for the blind people.
Yeah, it'll be a fine show tomorrow.
Go to the Super Bowl. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And you.
Are you looking for me?
Yes, and I got some Crisco.
All right. It'll do you proud.
Hey, pal.
Use it back here. BM. Eaters.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.